following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, your one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
By Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. The Clay County Bulldogs are coming off of a week of rest and are now ready to embark on a three-game journey to finish the regular season. Part of the late season bye was the opportunity for reflection on what has been accomplished thus far, and the Bulldogs will be hard-pressed to not enjoy what they see when surveying their seven-game body of work. They've got an offense that's scoring over 31 points per game, coupled with a defense that's allowing only 15. They've got a 5-2 record, with the two losses both being three-point defeats on the road against schools from bigger classifications. But all that'll be for naught without a deep playoff run for head coach Bruce Lamb and his squad, who have their sights set on a whole lot more than a strong regular season. And another necessary stepping stone lies in front of them tonight, as Derek Metter brings his 2-5 Red Dogs across the county line into the heart of real Bulldog country. Not only is this Region 4A showdown going to be rich in homecoming festivities, but it'll be rich in the reminiscent of a rowdy rivalry as Red Bull and Clay County meet and battle for the 51st time in the Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up during the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into about a Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, welcome into the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show and our eighth broadcast of the 2024 football season. For the third time this year, we're high top Joe Neely Stadium looking down on John Peoples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll just tell you, I love a road trip with the best of them, but I couldn't be happier knowing that we're here in Salina with the Dogs for at least three straight weeks. I also couldn't be happy to be joined by anyone else tonight other than these two Bulldog lovers who are with me, the first of which is John Weaver.
I'm tickled to be right here at home, too, tonight, Daniel. The cool chill in the air just gives me chills. Excited for tonight's game. Looking forward to it.
Definitely feels like October and feels like football. Also joining me tonight, of course, is the man who the local hardware stores call in when they're running low on paint because he bleeds black, purple, and gold. It's Thomas Weaver, folks.
Maybe the best one yet, Daniel. Appreciate the kind introduction. I'm like little bro, though. It just feels like football. Walking out of here earlier, I don't know, looked down on the guys warming up and just got fired up. And, you know, not even playoff time, but it sure feels like it.
It certainly does. And, you know, it's coming off that bye week. This is all about the regular season push towards the playoffs. So go ahead and say they start tonight.
This is a region game, guys.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. First night of what we hope are many to come here. Where we want to be, looking down on beautiful John Peoples Field, and there's no place I'd rather be than with you two on another football Friday night. And tonight's one of those big nights, besides what we said. You know, it's small-town football. Not only do we have a region game, like John said, with neighboring county rival Red Bull and Springs, but it's homecoming, Daniel.
It is. We already saw a great parade earlier today, had the opportunity to broadcast that on Horizon Live, and everybody looked great. Community poured out. No surprise there.
And they're going to pour out here tonight. Joe Neal Each Stadium will be lipping full for a big neighboring county rival game, the Battle of the Bulldogs. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough. And a special shout-out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker. They've been our presenting sponsor all season long, and they'll be with us to the end, of course. And the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks pick up a copy of next week's paper for coverage of tonight's game, all the homecoming festivities, and much more. Up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in 2 weeks ago's newspaper due to the bye week in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's big region win at Joe Burns. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing 2 weeks ago's game. And that headline on the front page read, Dogs Head Into Bye on a High Note. And the story talked about how Clay County headed into their bye week on a high note with a dominating 45-21 Region 4A victory at Joe Burns, where the Dogs exploded for over 500 yards of total offense and 6 touchdowns against the Red Devils to improve to 5-2 on the season. And the production came in a wide array of ways. Quarterback Nate Adams continued his stellar senior campaign by smashing his own single-game record with 340 yards passing and 4 touchdowns, 2 each to his classmate cousin Lance Burgett and junior brother Nolan Adams, who combined for 269 receiving yards. Senior Aiden Soto rushed for 141 yards in the score, while his classmate in the backfield, Worm Smith, also found the end zone on the ground. Senior kicker Manny Hernandez accounted for the remainder of the points with 6 made extra points and a field goal. But, Daniel, it wasn't all about Clay County's offense, as your summary is going to show.
It certainly does, Thomas. While the Clay County offense was firing at will, as you mentioned, the Dog defense shut down Joe Burns from the start and allowed their opponent less than 100 yards in the contest. A total of 4 Red Devil passes were intercepted, with 3 of those picked off by Nolan Adams and the other by Worm Smith. The first 2 Joe Burns scores came on or were set up by long kickoff returns, while their final touchdown happened in the waning seconds of the game against Clay County's reserve defense. The Red Devils' first 2 drives ended in a pair of 3-and-outs while the Dogs built a 14-to-none lead as Nate Adams first found Lance Burchett for a 60-yard scoring strike and his brother Nolan for a touchdown connection covering 35 yards. Joe Burns answered Nolan Adams' score by returning the ensuing kickoff for a touchdown to make it 14-7, but Clay County then marched 92 yards to regain their 2-possession lead. Big plays on that 12-play scoring drive included a Burchett 22-yard catch and a 20-yarder hauled in by junior tight end Reese Adams. Soto also racked up 5 carries to set up Burgess' second score, which was a 6-yard touchdown pass from Nate Adams that sent the Bulldogs into the break ahead 21-7. Clay County made it 28-7 on the opening drive of the second half when junior Waylon Cherry completed a diving catch for 28 yards to flip the field, and Nolan Adams snatched a 16-yard touchdown out of the air for his second score of the night. Soto also broke free for a 54-yard touchdown run, and Smith did the same from 21 yards out in the third quarter. Both Bulldog scorers came following Joe Burns finding pay dirt, and they combined to change the scoreboard to 42-15 heading into the final period. Then early in the fourth, Hernandez started the TSSAA Mercy Rule running clock when he kicked his 16-yard field goal to make it 45-15. Before the last-second Red Devil score accounted for that final margin, big region road win.
Yeah, it was. In that one, Clay County amassed 522 total yards in the conference win, including Nate Adams' 340 yards on 16 of 22 passing for the 4 touchdowns. He did have an interception. And a total of 182 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. Nolan Adams was the leading receiver, 7 catches, 144 yards and 2 TDs, while Burchett had 5 catches, 125 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cherry had 2 catches for 47 yards, and Reese Adams 2 catches for 24 yards. Soto led the way on the ground with 141 yards and a touchdown on 18 carries, while Nate Adams had 5 carries for 27 yards, Smith 1 for 21, which was a touchdown. Freshman Isaiah Burnett 1 carry for 0 yards, and Nolan Adams 1 for negative 1. The team was also assessed negative 6 yards. Reese Adams was the Bulldogs' leading tackler again with 9. Junior Coleese had 4, and Soto, Junior, Bryson Sharp, and Smith all recorded 3. Of course, Worm had that interception also. Senior Hayden Adams, Junior Colton Brown, and Nolan Adams, who had the three INTs, all made two tackles each. Cherry, senior Eli Burnett, who had a sack. Sophomores Roland Holloway and Lucas Graves. Freshman Cole Ledbetter and Jackson Ritter all had one stop in the game. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game in your Dell Hall of Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for the Battle of the Bulldogs here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. It's time for a Battle Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll begin by looking at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the Tito West Away playoffs for seven consecutive seasons and have 26 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 16 wins to 26 losses, with their first furthest advancement being the state title game two seasons ago in 2022, where they finished as the runner-up. The Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs have made four playoff appearances. Those took place in 2014 and then during the last three seasons when all of the teams from Region 4A automatically advanced to the postseason. Red Bull and Springs has an 0-4 playoff record. These teams are meeting for the 51st time in their histories and doing it in the 51st consecutive season, originally squaring off in 1974 and meeting every year since then. The Gold Bulldogs' largest margin of victory came in that inaugural series contest in 1974 when Salina won 76-12. The Red Dogs' largest margin of victory was 49-0 in 2015 when they had a stout squad. The longest winning streak of the series belongs to Clay County when they won in 20 straight games spanning from 1979 through 1998. The Red Dogs' longest streak was 2014 through 2016 when they won three straight series meetings. Clay County currently holds a seven-game series win streak, which began in 2017. Overall, the Black and Gold have 44 wins to six losses against Red Bull and Springs. Of course, a history like this, we've got a stat leader in all four categories. I'll start it off on the ground with rushing yardage, and that comes from J.R. Fraga. His senior year back in 2013 under the tutelage of head coach Chad Barger, J.R. had 296 yards against the Red Dogs. Big game.
What a game. Rushing touchdown leader. Same game. Fraga had five TDs, which is an unbelievable number, but he just tied for first in that category as my classmate and all-time leading rusher and Hall of Famer Gary Davis also had five. Our senior season, back in 1994. And the longest rushing touchdown was by Kirk Cherry, a 95-yarder, which happened in 2011, Daniel.
Jumping over to passing yardage, don't have any recent numbers on this one. Some older quarterbacks, 1977, the highest single-game passing mark against the Red Bull. And, you know, honestly, I don't know if I checked. This may not include things that happened last year, so something last year could have jumped on here, but we'll act like it didn't. Passing yardage, Ricky D. Barlow, 195 yards back in 1977. But the passing touchdown leader, a big number here, our late uncle Bill Major in that inaugural contest, his senior year in 1974, five touchdown tosses against the Red Dogs.
Yeah, I think that's an all-time game record, isn't it? That was tied.
Him and Kevin Watson and Nate Adams in there. That's a big one. That may not be broke.
Could not be. Five TD passes. Receiving yardage leader, 2015, 126 yards receiving by Wyatt Mabry, and then receiving touchdowns. 1974, three of those from Uncle Bill were caught by Greg Craig. And then Hayden Cherry also had three in 2018 for the receiving touchdown leader. And the longest receiving touchdown came off the arm of Hall of Famer Roger Short, and it was hauled in by Johnny Booger McLaren, who's also in the Hall of Fame. It happened in 1975, an 82-yard touchdown between the two.
Moving on here to the defensive side of the football. Here's that name again, J.R. Fraga. His junior campaign this time in 2012, he had 15 tackles against Red Bull. And then also another great junior campaign performance back in 2002, the late Jonathan Frazier, five sacks against Red Bull and Springs before we see a host of defensive backs all tied with two interceptions apiece against Red Bull and Springs, 1984, Kevin Watson, 2007, Evan Richards, 1995, Brian Plumley, 1980, Al McLaren, 2009, Nick Cox, 2004, Corey Barlow, all of them with two apiece. Hopefully, one of the Adams brothers will break out tonight. We won't have to recite so many next year.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a bunch of names, but I like to say them anyway.
Yeah.
Longest interception return for a touchdown was Mack Kirk. Had a 70-yard pick six in 2003. And then the longest kickoff return touchdown, again, my classmate, 2 years prior to his big rushing yardage game. I'll never forget this play, Daniel, as when Red Bull and Springs supposedly had a shot to take us down. He returned the opening kickoff 90 yards to the house back in 92.
And wrapping it up with special teams there, longest punt return touchdown, two guys tied, Dustin Thompson, his senior year in 2003, and Stephen Arms, his junior year in 1988, both of them 60-yard punt return touchdowns against Red Bull and Springs. Folks, that concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After word from our sponsors, we will return with something. Maybe an interview. Let's see. I'm trying to debate here. We're going to go ahead and play our interview right now, and we'll be back with some more history and how they fared after the interview, folks.
You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A weekly prelude to Bulldog football, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, built your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Harmony Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Making Bacon Trust, celebrating over 100 years of hometown banking.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Red Bull and Springs, where the 5-2 Dogs will look to win the Battle of the Bulldogs one more time. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Bruce Lamb and senior wideout and defensive back Lance Burchett for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
Always good to be here, Thomas.
Lance, good to have you too.
First time on here.
Yes, sir. Coach, feels like it's been a while. Did you enjoy the bye week? And does that help or hurt this time of year?
I think it helps more than it hurts. You know, there's always things people say, oh, you might get rusty or whatever. But, you know, it was good for us to take a little time, and we had some bumps and bruises and stuff that we needed to take care of and get better. And I think we did. We're full go this week with no injuries. So I think it was really good for us.
Lance, what about you and the players? You think the break was beneficial?
I think about the same thing Coach Lamb said. That's good to it. We all got rested up. A few of us was a little banged up, but we've been studying film a lot this past week, and this week we're back in practice. We're ready to go.
Perfect. And, Coach, you know, prior to the bye, you got your first region win of the year in a dominating way in a tough place to play. How important was that?
It's huge to go on the road and especially perform the way we did. Those young men came out ready to play, and they knew what was on the line. You know, they see the big picture, maturity out of these kids. And so they came out ready to play, and that's just a big, big win for us and puts us on the right track these next three home games.
And this guy sitting beside you had a lot to do with that. Lance Burchett, he's been big this year. He sliced and diced that Red Devil secondary. How nice is it to have a guy like that on your side, Coach?
Hey, listen, it's huge to have Lance. And, you know, we were so excited about him coming out last year. And so looking forward, we were going to adapt our offense, to fit him in there and get him some big plays. And, you know, then the unfortunate thing, on the first scrimmage, he gets hurt and misses all the way till the week 10 against Gordonsville. And, you know, you saw what he could do in week 10. He comes out and first thing makes a big impact on the first plays in the game. But just having him a full year so far, it's been amazing. I mean, you got him, you got Nolan, you got Waylon, you got Reese, you got Soto. Nate's got a lot of targets and gets the ball to him. And, you know, having a young man like this right here, you know, it's just an awesome feeling as a coach to know that you have somebody that you can count on no matter what time it is. They're going to be there and they're going to make a big play.
Lance, Coach said that you missed most of last year. Did that motivate you to have a big senior season? And on top of that, how fun is it to play in this offense with a quarterback like Nate Adams?
And it's fun. We get to throw the ball around a lot. And speaking of last year, man, I just wanted to play, watching all season, all my buddies have fun. I just wanted to be a part of it. And this year's been nothing short of fun. been making some big plays and having fun.
Coach, you mentioned it. Lance, part of that deadly duo at wideout with Nolan Adams and those guys. How special is that, and how do they help each other?
Well, you know, and I'll give you an example. We were playing, I think it was Monterey. We were playing here, and Lance came over to me. He said, Coach, put me and Nolan on the same side. He said, they can't cover us. I said, okay. So we ran a play, put them on the same side, ran a play. We score. You know, I mean, just that's next play when he says that. And, you know, somebody having his intelligence and putting him, you know, his athletic ability, putting him with Nolan, it's awesome, you know, having them two on the same side. I mean, you pick your poison. I mean, what are you going to do? Because they both are super athletes and can score from anywhere on the field.
And Lance, you, Nate, Nolan, first cousins, how's that family connection helped you guys?
Well, growing up, we always played football and just repetitive. Just over the years, we've just been getting better and better. We just know what each other's going to do and when we're going to do it, and it just helps out a lot on the field.
How much of that is innate? Or I know you guys get out here and work too, don't you?
We throw a lot of passes after practice and stuff. Me and Nate Nolan and the other receivers, Reese and Waylon and Soto, we all stay after practice every now and then, get some routes in, throw some balls.
Coach, that's got to be nice to have. A lot of kids this age don't want to work like that.
Absolutely. You know, having these guys go out there, I mean, there's a lot of times that, you know, we'll call a play and, you know, Nate or Nolan or and Lance or even Waylon, whoever it is, they see something different, and they kind of ad lib, you know, you might say, and they get open. You know, they find ways to get open, and Nate puts the ball to them, and he knows what they're going to do. And that's just from their practice. You know, that's just their practice they do every so often, at least two or three times a week. And the thing is, you know, we have them for 2 hours. You know, 3 days a week, and then on Thursdays we have them for about an hour and a half, and you can't become great in that 2 hours. You know, you got to add something to it. You got to work on by yourselves, and that's what those guys do, and it shows right now with what we're doing on offense.
No doubt about that. And tonight we've got another region contest and a neighboring county rival on the docket, Coach. Let's be honest, though. This is one you're supposed to win. But that can be dangerous in its own right, can't it?
It can. It can. It's kind of a trap game. You know, our kids a lot of times, and I think the Trousdale game was a trap game last year going up there. It's one of those ones where, you know, we should have beat them. We go up there and we lay an egg because we're looking on to the next game ahead in Gordonsville. And, you know, I think that's this game is that same way. We're looking forward to getting to where we need to be in week 10. But, you know, these kids are mature. They're a year older than what they were last year. They understand what's on the line. So, you know, I think we're going to come out and play well. I think we've prepared well. You know, I know we've studied film and we've done what we need to do. As far as getting prepared, we just got to perform now.
Lance, on top of that, it's homecoming week. You know, how have you guys kind of kept your focus on football?
Well, that's a good question. It's hard to with all this stuff going on, but me personally, I don't really take part in any homecoming stuff. I ain't never been in it or nothing, so I just like to play football. But all my buddies and stuff, they just try to do whatever they can to stay focused on football and stuff like that.
Coach, outside of the outside noise, give us one key tonight against going up against this Red Bowling Springs team. Again, a big region contest. It's important.
It is. It's extremely important. And I think the one word that we need to talk about is execution. We go in and we execute and do what we're supposed to do. You know, I think we come away with the win and get ready for the final two here at home. And, you know, just go out and do what we're supposed to do and stay focused and not let that outside stuff. And, you know, I know most coaches around the state of Tennessee when it's, or probably the nation when it's homecoming week, they'll tell you it's the worst week there is. There, you know, it's the worst week there is as a coach because there's so many distractions. You know, hopefully we'll have our heads on right and perform and do what we need to do.
Lance, you ready for that?
I'm ready to play.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being with us.
Appreciate you having me.
Coach, as always.
Thank you, Thomas. Go Dawgs.
Thank you. Good luck tonight.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Hope you enjoyed that interview. It's time now for how they fared out in front of us on John Tickle's Field. The homecoming is going on, John, but here on the Horizon Sports Network, it's how they fared time.
Let's do it. Of course, how they fared is a weekly update on Clay County's opponents during this 2024 season, and it's brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Opponent week one was York Institute. Last week, the Dragons won at 5-3 Stone Memorial, 27-21. Big win right there for York.
Yeah, and, you know, they haven't lost a game since they started, what are they, 0-2?
Yeah,
they started 0-2, right. And they've won every one since. And, you know, Clay County handled that team in week one pretty well. So, you know, kind of good measuring stick. That was a pretty good Dragon team.
Well, that second week, they went to Grace Christian Knoxville,
right,
and took that 40-20 loss. And that, like you say, after that, they've been rolling. But, of course, tonight they're hosting a 5-2 Friendship Christian team who won last week against Providence Christian. Friendship Christian's a really good team, so I expect that to be a close game for York. But they do have to travel up to Jamestown, which we know makes a difference.
It does.
Opponent week two is Westmoreland. They're 6-1. Last week they didn't have a game. Tonight they host Smith County, 2-6, who beat Jackson County 35-14 last week.
Yeah, we talked about it several times. You know, talk about York being a good team. I think Westmoreland is one of the top teams, definitely in the East in Class 2A, and I think you're going to see them take care of Smith County tonight.
Probably so. I saw they were listed as the top team in 2A, something I was looking at. It might have been Coach T's ranking.
Could have been.
Opponent week three, Jackson County, they're 5-3. Blue Devils lost at Smith County, 35-14. And tonight they travel up to Monterey. I expect them to maybe beat Monterey tonight.
It could be a good game. You know, the Wildcats are Jekyll and Hyde. They got that big win over Gordonsville a week or so back that was huge for them. And then, of course, got dominated here by Clay County. So hard to say. I think that might be a good one.
It could be. Week four is those Monterey Wildcats. Last week they won at Cascade, 35-0. Like you say, kind of a Jekyll and Hyde. Cascade's 1-6, so not much to speak of there. Tonight they, like to say, did I get that right? Yeah. Nope. Somehow I got my info wrong. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what I mixed up. Let's go on to week five. This, Portland Panthers, they're 4-3 at this point. Last week they were idle. Tonight they host a 5-2 Hendersonville team. Portland's kind of turned out to be a pretty good team.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, a three-point loss to a much bigger school for Clay County in that game with them. So, again, I think you're right. Portland's a pretty good team.
Hendersonville, traditionally pretty good as well. They got a 5-2 record, so that might be a tough one for Portland. Week six opponent was Monroe County, Kentucky. They're 2-5. Last week they won at Metcalf County, 29-0. Metcalf's 2-5 as well. So tonight they host Clinton County, who's 3-4. So kind of some.
Yeah, and toss up there, you know. But Thompsonville, pretty good team.
Week seven opponent, Joe Burns Red Devils. That's the last game we played. Last week, Joe Burns lost at Harpeth. It was 4-4, 48-13. Tonight, they're on a bye. Of course, week eight, we were on the bye, which was last week. This week, we're here for homecoming, facing Red Bull and Springs, who's 2-5. Last week, Red Bull and lost to 6-2 Gordonsville team, 46-8. Kind of a, what you expected, probably. And
yeah. Yeah, hard to really know what Red Bull is. I hear they're down a quarterback, too, tonight. So, you know, but again, it's a region game, and that's why they play them.
That's right. We're always trying to get a gauge on Gordonsville as well. You know, can't tell a whole lot about that score to know how close they are. But, of course, tonight they bring their Red Dogs onto John Peebles Field, trying to knock off their neighbors. Week 10, our opponent is Trousdale County. They're 0-6 at this point in the season. Last week they lost to a 7-1 East Robertson team, 48-0. We know East Robertson's good. We kind of know Trousdale's not, I guess.
Yeah, I think these next 2 weeks, you know, for Clay County is about kind of trying to keep that edge.
Yeah, got to kind of execute and keep your focus. Of course, week 11. We're facing Gordonsville. They're 6-2 at this point. Like we said, they beat Red Bull and Springs. Tonight they're off. And they travel to Bledsoe before coming making the trip to Salina for the season finale.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. We've talked about it all year long. And, you know, it's shaping up to be another one of those battles in that final regular season game.
Kind of for all the marbles. Hey.
That's right.
The same brainwave there. Clay County's opponent's combined record at this point is even, bro. It's 36-36. And now if you want to continue on.
I think we should.
We'll get into Coach's Pick'em Challenge. Current standings. See Coach rising up to tie with me at the top. 21-11 is our record. But Daniel's made the biggest comeback. He's 20-12 right on our heels as you are on his heels at 19-13. So everybody's within two games right here. This is fun.
Yeah, it's a close contest for sure. I'm just trending the wrong direction.
Well, you know, you're within striking distance. Can all be made up in 1 week. So the first game that Coach decided we need to pick is between a couple of our foes to the south that we're kind of used to seeing in the playoffs. Chattanooga Prep, who's on the rise, is 6-1, and they're going into South Pittsburgh, who's also 6-1. You got a little
ear to the ground down there. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, I do for the most part. And I think, you know, you got to go with the tradition of South Pitt. And we talked about how many games have they lost on that field. You know, Chattanooga Prep, like you say, they're up and rising. They're actually going to be a 3A football team next
wow,
year.
Wow, just skipping 2A altogether?
With the new classification that comes out. A 3A football team. So they're very talented. But in my opinion, you know, until you prove you can do it, it's hard to go to South Pitt and win a game. So I'm going with the Pirates.
Well, I think that, you know, this loss has got to come sometime on that field, I think. And I'm going to go with that team. That's on the rise, Chattanooga Prep.
I think Coach went with the Pirates also. He says he's picking all home teams. We'll have to get Daniel's picks later.
Yep. Okay. The next game is Friendship Christian at York. We mentioned that in the rundown. They're both 5-2.
Yeah, again, York, they've won five straight. They lost their first two, one to – I have to say the two tough teams, one to a pretty good Clay County team and then the other private school you talked about. They've won five in a row. I think they make it six tonight against the private. That's a private school going into a tough place to play up on the mountain in Jamestown.
Yeah, it is, but I think that this Friendship Christian team's tough, and I think that they play against those private schools, and they may be hardened a little bit. I think they might go up there and take care of York, so I'm going to go with Friendship Christian. Coach says he's going with the home team. Daniel, what do you think Daniel will do in that situation? I'll bet you he picks York.
I'd say you're right.
The next game is Lincoln County, who's 6-1, at Cookeville, who's also 6-1. I'm assuming those are both 6A teams.
I'm a coach. I'm going with a home team in this one, the Cavaliers. And, you know, I think Coach Hennigan, his father was a coach when I was over at Tech. And I think he's got that program turned in the right direction. I think they continue that tonight.
I will agree with you on this one. I think Cookeville's got a really good team, and I think it's because of the coaching and the pedigree that kind of that he brought to that team. You know, they had big schools for a long time and never did compete.
Right.
So I think it kind of proves that coaching can take them to new heights. I'm going with Cookeville. Loretto at Eagleville. Some kind of middle-of-the-road teams Coach is throwing at us. Both of them 4-3 over there in southern Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, I didn't even know they played football.
Right. I don't know their basketball team.
I know they played basketball down there, so I got to go with Eagleville.
I'm going with the home team, right, Eagleville, yeah. And then Coach threw this curveball at us, a bonus game, he calls it, from the Bluegrass State. So people who have listened to us know that I don't pay a lot of attention to those teams, but Greene County is traveling to Monroe County. You guys went up there and called that game. That was one I missed. I didn't get to see that team, really. But I'm going with the home team in this case.
Yeah, me too, and not just because they're playing at home, but I thought Monroe County had a pretty decent football team. They were without their quarterback the night they played us, I think, the one that can pass the ball a little bit. So if they got him back, especially be able to have a little bounce in their offense, I know they can run the ball. So I think the Falcons win tonight too, and Coach Edwards does also.
All right, that wraps that up. Listen later on in our broadcast for some scoreboard updates to see how these games and more are shaping up. This has been How They Fared, a weekly update on Clay County's opponents, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Solana Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief.
At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect. Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the H&H Honor Equipment Parts pregame show. We're going to get back into about a Bulldog history, kind of out of order tonight. Last week we discussed the 1964 Salina High School Bulldogs. Tonight we want to look back 55 years to 1969. The Vietnam War was in full swing. The Brady Bunch premiered on ABC. The Woodstock Festival was held in upstate New York. And John Teeples was in his final and 15th year as head coach of the Salina Bulldogs. Thomas, just for that fact alone, that it was the legendary Coach Teeples' last year, it makes it a special season. But they had a good football team to boot. They did end up with a 5-4 record on the year. Scored about twice as much as they gave up, 16.2 scored per game, 8.9 allowed. We'll go through that schedule here in a few moments, but first of all, as always, going to let you share that big roster they had. Good size team.
It was a good size roster for sure. It included 8 freshmen, and that was Ed Smith, James Strong, Jimmy Swanger, John Overstreet, Mike Daniels, Paul Davis, Perry Scott, and Robert Craighead. Then a huge class of sophomores, 14 of them, Benny Maxfield, Benny McLaren, Bobby Arms, Clark Smith, Danny Brown, Danny Richardson, Danny Sherrill, Jackie Heston, Leo Bowles, Mike Bailey, Steve Holt, Steve Monroe, Tim Turner, and Wayne Key. And upperclassmen here, 5 juniors, which included Charles Savage, Dale Beatty, Gary Austin, Jerry Strong, and Mike Barlow, and then 8 solid seniors, Champ Ed Clark, Dickie Cherry, Greg Black, Larry Austin, Lynn Strong, Randall Walker, Ricky Mabry, and Stephen Chitwood. You said it, head coach John Teeples, assistant coach Jonell Eads, and the managers Paul Pierpont and Roger Walker. Like we say every week, a lot of legendary names on that roster.
Oh, 100%. Just a lot of folks who've stayed here, as many of them have, and been big impacts on the school system, the local community, and They were also pretty good football players. Back in 1969, the fall of 69. So let's go through this schedule. They open up with a tough loss. Guess who? Livingston Academy. A back-and-forth relationship with those guys over the years. This was a close game, though, 8-14. Then Thomas Fagel on a four-game win streak, and it was a defensive, impressive run, too. Did not allow a point in the next four games. Beat Baxter 8-0. Gordonsville 38-0. Monterey 34-0. Pickett County 42-0. And we're sitting pretty nice at 4-1 at midseason.
Yeah, and ran into a tough Trousdale County team. We've seen this a lot throughout Bulldog football history. Trousdale County, a 28-0 shutout of the Bulldogs. Then they lost a close one to Smith County. Another one-score loss here, 7-0. And then, unfortunately, made it three in a row. Then they fell to York Institute. 25-6, Daniel.
And that was a tough stretch. And you look at those schools, Trousdale County, Smith County, and York Institute. Of course, Smith a lot of times and York have been triple-A teams. Right now they're double-A. Trousdale also double-A now. And you know, like you said, we know about their prowess. So three tough teams there. And then a strange finish to the season. Only a 5-4 record, as we mentioned. Not a 10-game slate. Well, it was supposed to be. But the final game, week 10 against Jackson County, snowed out. Not
wow.
Rained out, but snowed out. Of course, the season started a couple weeks later back then, so it would have pushed into probably the second week in November, first week in November, when that game would have been around the time of the modern-day second round of playoffs. So, a snow out back in 69 to finish the season. So, who knows?
Pretty well, and that came after a win over Taft U
Center. Oh, yeah, I missed that one. Sorry.
10-6 there. So, a lot of close games. They either won by, you know, a close game or they lost two possession games. Again, we've seen that throughout history with Clay County Bulldog teams or Salina Bulldog teams. So, again, you can't take away from how good this team probably was.
Absolutely. Cheerleaders in 1969, the fall of 69, Janet Long, Brenda White, Joey Short, Janice Shaw, Suzanne Rich, Linda Napier, Jackie Allred, and Wanda Carmack, and the football queen, Joey Short, back in the fall of 1969. Folks, it's been our pleasure to discuss the 1969 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 55th anniversary. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McCarron strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. We'll roll right in to the Westmore Management Keys to the Game and get Thomas's thoughts on how the Dogs can win this big Region 4A matchup. Offense first.
Well, I want to see this offense come out hot, Daniel. You know, after the long layoff, they need to jump back right where they left off, because the only way Red Bone Springs has a chance is if we let them hang around. You know, a quick shot or two in this one can get the ball rolling the right way and then let some of those other guys bring it home down the stretch. Historically, guys who may not get a chance to shine on a regular basis get a shot to do so in this one, and that's what we need to see again tonight. And then defensively, I think it's one word, Daniel, shut out. That's what this Dog defense needs to do. They need to end all hope for Red Bowling Springs right off the bat with dominating defense, and we know this group has it in them. And I think we're getting ready for the national anthem, so we'll come back and finish up Keys of the Game.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here after a great rendition of the national anthem live here at John Teeples Field. We're finishing up keys of the game. Overall keys, simply put, a fast start because this Clay County team hadn't played in two full weeks now with the bye, and they need to return to the field with an edge and not let Red Bowling Springs hang around, Daniel. You know, it may be tough over the next couple of weeks to keep that edge. And to me, that's the key. Don't play down to your opponent. Be the dominant football team the Dogs are. And I think that's what you're going to see tonight.
Sounds good to me. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver. Brought to you by Westmore Management and owner Bobby Westmore, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we're turning our eyes to the skies and bringing the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Simply put, outstanding weather for homecoming 2024, mid-50s for temps. No rain, expected. Sun's been set for a while. Just an outstanding night here at John Teeples Field, short and sweetly put. This has been the weather report brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll wrap up this H&H on our Equipment Parts pregame show with the full coverage final word where we ask John for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ash Long Strong Insurance. John, make sure you cover it all just like their agency does.
Okay, Daniel, thank you. You know, we've said it a lot already in the pregame show about these festivities here, homecoming. Everybody's, you know, focused on things maybe other than football, or at least the chance to do that. So the first thing, you know, you want to see your team focus in a time like this, make sure they're doing their best to execute and do their job. No letdowns. You know, that's when it comes, is when you lose that focus. So looking for that. Also, you know, just want to see them play well in the time when they're expected to. You know, this Red Bull team, we're not expecting them to come out and knock off our Dogs.
No.
But we want to make sure that we get a chance to execute and roll right through the game plan. Our defense needs to step up, play well early. Could get off to a slow start because of some of these focus issues and festivities. But we need the defense to be there from the beginning. So I'm looking for that, Daniel.
Sounds good to me. Focus and a good defensive effort right out of the gate. We'll see things right. Red Bull going to receive the opening kickoff, folks. That has been the full coverage final word. Sponsored by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonia today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and announce these State Farm starting defensive lineup since we'll be kicking off to start the contest. These are brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Nose guard, inside the middle of that interior line, the senior Hayden Adams. Defensive tackle, sophomore Rowan Holloway and junior Colton Brown. Inside backers will be junior Reese Adams and senior Worm Smith. Outside backers, junior Bryson Sharp and senior Aiden Soto. Defensive backs, the senior Nate Adams, the junior Waylon Terry, and the safeties over the top, a pair of juniors, Cole Leeds and Nolan Adams. State Farm starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Long. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. As you can see, the homecoming superlatives have went down to form the line, got the emergency service vehicles at the back of the end zone. A festive night here at Jonah Elite Stadium. Great crowd on hand, ringed around the track, and here come the Dogs taking the field. Black and gold and the purple too. Got the flag flying, trying to get to 6-2 on the year. With a big Region 4A matchup in front of them. The fans are here, the Horizon Sports Network here. And it is time for football. Clay County, the home team, wearing those black jerseys, black breeches, gold numerals on them, black helmets with the gold CC. Thomas's favorite look for the home team. The visitors, the Red Dogs from Red Bull and Springs over in Macon County. Red helmets, white travel jerseys, white breeches, red numerals on those jerseys. Manny Hernandez will be kicking off left to right to start this contest. Red Bull and Springs offensively will be moving the football from right to left, heading towards the scoreboard in Proctor Creek. Winds blowing 50 degrees, October, time for football, guys.
Yeah, this field, brother. This field looks great. I just want to mention that first off.
No, no doubt about it. John Teeples Field in all her glory right in front of us. And it, we talked about it in the opener. It just feels like football. Daniel talked about it. Joe Neal East Stadium just lipping full here tonight for homecoming. And just looking forward to another big performance from the black, purple, and gold Dogs.
Time to get it on. Hernandez waiting for the signal to put his right foot to it. He approaches, hits it, and we're underway. Whistles blow. Offsides against Clay County. Going to back this thing up 5 yards and re-kick. Not the first time we've seen this, and hard to fuss about that. Just wanting to get a good aggressive start.
Yeah, especially on the opening kickoff. You know, these guys are just jarring after running out to that music. Got us all fired up. The crowd's ready to roll. And it's hard to hold back at that moment.
That it is. Going to back it up to the 35. And we'll try to get this thing started one more time. A little anticlimactic this time, though.
Yeah. talk about Manny Hernandez. He's just getting another shot to swing at it. Scored 9 points for Clay County the last time out, guys. Just a huge weapon for this team.
Been great. Outstanding on extra points. He's only missed one this year, I believe. And hit that field goal last week as well. Red Dog's going to field it from the 21. Here they come. Coverage is good. Tackle going to be made. Primary stopper. 20-something, wasn't it? Worm Smith, big 28, in there lowering the boom. So Red Bull and Springs going to take over. I'm going to learn names from you guys. Were you able to secure a roster?
John has a photo of one.
All right. So bear with us. Of course, the big one is we'll see who's playing quarterback tonight. Red Bull and Springs is going to start from the 30-yard line of their end of the field, a 70-yard field in front of this Red offense. 11:24, and the clock is ticking for some reason. They'll probably reset that, and now the white hat's blowing it dead. Probably should say something to the effect of 11:50. And again, we have trouble to get this game started.
Off to a slow start. John mentioned it, not just out of the our Bulldog team, but the officials, the clock keeper, everybody.
Things are different.
Us.
It's out of the norm here. We got different kind of things going on.
Yeah. Well, everybody's been off for 2 weeks, too.
Well, and for a coach, that's your concern about homecoming, about bye weeks and things like that. And time to get it straight here. Here we go. First and 10, Red Bull Springs playing from their own 30-yard line. Three up backs, shift to the right with a tight end. Got a single wide to the left, similar to what Monterey ran back earlier in the year. Exact offense, matter of fact, quarterback keeper off right side, not a whole lot there. Thomas going to be one of those nice own tacklers, particularly if they run into the Red Bull Springs bench most of the time. He's going to be on that far side of the field away from us. Gain of one makes it second nine.
Yeah, this is nearly impossible. It's just the black curtain pretty much right there to wrapping that one up and bringing them down to the ground.
We know the preacher of gang tackling that defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson is, and Clay County has done a great job of that during his tenure here. Second nine now for Red Bull and Springs, 11:15 and ticking. Opening quarter, tight end left, along with those three up backs. Well, actually, it's a pistol set. Fullback to the left of the quarterback who's in the gun, tailback behind him. Now the wing and tight end flip right. And a delay of game against Red Bull and Springs. Perhaps a timeout taken prior to that. We'll go to break here. Play two hands. Be right back. 10:57 mark. 0-0 early.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live, second nine. Quarterback Eckhart in the gun, toss sweep coming our way. Trying to get lateral. No, sir. Going to be a tackle for loss, potentially, depending on spot.
Lance Burchett diving in, coming up with authority there.
Who's that helping him out on the assist? Somebody is.
Soto, probably.
Soto off his outside linebacker. Lance Burchett, you're going to see that three safety look here a lot. May not see Burchett leave the field defensively. You got Eads, Nolan Adams, and Lance Burchett all out there. Now, Waylon, I guess Waylon may not be out there. Yeah, I see Waylon over on the side here. So that's the thing with this defensive backfield. Such a rotation you can have. Waylon Terry has started many games this year. Looks like Burchett getting it tonight. Got all kinds of stuff.
And here's where Clay County needs to get off the field to start this shutout.
Third and nine. Tackle for loss coming this time. Last time it was ordinary tackle. This time Thomas lost a one going back to third and ten.
I believe that was Worm Smith coming up the gut there, Daniel, to make that stop, I think.
Man, they're giving him the line of scrimmage. Yeah, I agree with you on Worm. I didn't get a good look. We'll say it's right. Normal variety tackle. I thought he lost one, but fourth and nine here, and Red Bull and Springs going to be forced to punt away. Red Bull has struggled offensively. Last four contests have only generated 8 points, and those came against Gordonsville the last time they were on the field. Red Bull 2-5 on the year. They have wins over Sunbright and Pickett County. Beat Sunbright 53-0 and Pickett 42-6, so they can't score. Punts away, end-over-end variety, hits at the 45, rolls to the 40, now the 35, continues to roll, takes a nice Red Dog roll down to the 30-yard line. John, you wanted a defensive effort from the start, only a 1 yard gain for the Red Dogs. I call that pretty good.
Absolutely.
So Clay County now going to take over.
They're going to say the defender touched that ball as it was rolling. They're going to spot it there.
I knew he was close. 9:03 mark of the first quarter, and as John said, rather than taking over at the 30, this black, purple, and gold offense can take over at the 36-yard line. So a 64-yard field in front of all-time leading passer Nate Adams and this potent Clay County offense. Nate with 67 touchdown passes on his career. Wonder how many we'll see tonight. First possession for the Dogs, Nate in the gun, two wide left. Now Nolan's going to switch outside with a little bit of motion. Nate looking that way. Wants a big one. Goes down the sideline for Nolan. Yes, sir. There it is. Going to be an easy walk here. Touchdown. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Nolan Adams.
A great job by Nolan Adams. Got on the defensive back's toes and just smoked him down the sideline. But it may be an even better ball from his brother, Nate Adams, in stride, John. That's hard to do. But, again, we've talked about it over and over. They know each other. He knows how far to lead his brother. Just a beautiful play.
Just effortless. It just looked like they've done it a million times, and they probably have.
Not a million, but several, Daniel. I think you had him up around 20 connections for touchdowns for the brothers.
Hernandez on for the extra point. Kicks away. Ooh, it is no good. Hit off a left upright and a rare miss by Manny Hernandez. 8:55 mark first quarter. Clay County up in the 51st annual Battle of the Bulldogs, 6-0.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Homecoming 2024 is off with a bang, 6-0, a 64-yard touchdown strike, the 22nd time that Big Brother Nate has found Little Brother Nolan for a touchdown in their careers, and the 68th touchdown pass for the senior.
Well, you couldn't tell that they hadn't played in 2 weeks, that's for sure. No rust there.
Not sure what the delay is here. If it would be kicking off already, Hernandez just standing and waiting.
It doesn't have a ball out there. It doesn't look like to me. And here it comes.
Well, that's a good reason to be waiting, I suppose.
What a start for the Bulldogs. You know, three and out for them dog defense. Worm Smith, the senior, leading the way with two stops on that drive. And then the Adams to Adams connection. Over 20 times they've done it together. And just unreal. And the speed that Nolan Adams showed right there was just impressive.
Oh, certainly. I knew we had something cooked up. We had not seen that little motion move so far this year. And we went to it. Hernandez with a boot sends it into the end zone for a touchback. First of those we've seen in a long time here in Bulldog Country.
Yeah, it was. And great job there, too. Tried to make the returner make a play on it, I think, is what he'd rather have seen. But it had enough leg under it that it rolled into the end zone.
Let me tell you something. That is huge.
It's a big advantage to make the team start that deep.
20-yard line. I mean, you're going to drive 80 yards here for the Red Dogs. And we talked about Hernandez being a weapon. We have not seen that aspect yet of Manny's abilities. And I like it. So the Red Dogs taking over at their own 20-yard line. 80-yard field in front of them. 8:55 mark of this first quarter. Clay County up 6-0. Second drive for Red Bull and Springs. Have that same powerhouse formation, tight end right. Actually, eye backfield. Quarterback goes under center. Elkhart hands off underneath. The end around, going to generate some yards. Nice little play there. Picks up about 8 before the tackle's made.
Aiden Soto, Reese Adams had him in his sights there in the backfield, Daniel. You don't see that much, but just missed that opportunity. You see Red Bull and Springs, they got a guy that can run it.
Oh, yeah. Came from that tight end position, faked to the fullback in the one hole there and handed off the end around. Nice little play.
Number 6, Josh Martinez on the carry. He's a senior.
Pickup of what we'll call 7. Advanced him from the 20 up to the 27-yard line. 2nd and 3. Red Bull and taking their time here. Play clock at 9. Quarterback under center. Elkhart gets the ball, drops it, picks it back up. They blew it dead. Curious.
Must
flag
be an
down.
Offensive penalty.
False start, I think, against Red Bull.
I wasn't sure. I almost thought he had to go to a knee to gather that one in, but I do see the flag on the
play. Yeah, he ended up, he just reached down. That's why I was confused. It'll be 2nd and 8 now after the penalty.
That should be.
Clock is wound here. 8:05 and ticking first quarter. Clay County up 6-0. Red Bull and Springs snapping on 2nd and 8. From their own 23-yard line, ball at the near side hash, Red Bull driving right to left from our vantage point, toss sweep into the short side of the field, hit and dropped. Primary tackler coming away from that Cole Eads.
Yeah, great job by Eads right there, just filling that gap. Clay County strung it out on the outside with good linebacker play on the edge. Colton Brown doing a good job from that tackle slash end position, Daniel, and, you know, that's how you play it right there.
Certainly is.
We've seen a few runs there by number 23 for Red Bull, and that's Houston Taylor. Logan's number 21. Maybe they're brothers.
Could be. And John, we appreciate you providing those names for Red Bull, and we'll rely on you for that all night.
I'll do my best.
Red Bull and Springs, a good-looking left tackle here. Pretty good size up front for the Red Dogs. Third and a bunch, passing situation. Elkhart going to do it. Release, is it going to be called, but out of bounds? No, they're going to give him the catch.
Incomplete.
Incomplete, okay.
Mm-mm.
Fourth and eight.
Just what we asked for, you know, total domination to start for this Clay County defense. And, you know, we've seen them come into their own in the last few games, Daniel, and just no chance for this Red Dog offense at this point.
No, and they've had their struggles. They were shut out by Mount Juliet Christian, shut out by Jackson County and Perry County. They did score against Gordonsville in that 46-8 loss. But, Thomas, you're talking about four straight games where they've only generated 8 points. Clay County's defense not the best group to try to reestablish your momentum against.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Tough sledding here for the team for Red Bull and Springs as they get a
You saw the protector there took off a little early. They're going to have a false start and back them up five.
Ball now all the way back around the 17-yard line. Fourth and 13, and the Red Dogs in this punting situation. Nolan Adams stands at the Clay County, actually at the Red Bullman, 48-yard line awaiting it. Punter gets his foot to it, going to be a short, high one. Hits it to 30, does take a Red Dog bounce up to the 40-yard line. Talk about a short field here. Clay County going to take over for their second offensive possession, leading 6-0, 6:45 mark of this first quarter. And it is with great field position they do it right at the 40-yard line, first and 10.
We saw one play, one score on their first possession. Nate Adams to Nolan Adams from 64 yards out, the ball carrying about 44 of that or better, and then Nolan doing the rest.
Nate in the gun, two wide right, rolls that way, looks downfield, releases, targeting Lance Burchett, could not hook up, going to fall incomplete. Second and 10. Had Lance running the corner route over the top there.
It's a little bit better coverage out of the Red Bull and defense on that play.
On average, average game this season. Well, I don't have that. I didn't bring that set. I started to give an average night for Nate. But, just got my career total list that has season totals, but not the averages.
Well, I mean, that's pretty easy to come up with. About 250, I would say.
Three touchdowns. Yeah. About 18 of 24, I think, on average, as far as completions and attempts. False start against Clay County here. Going to be second and 15. Ball will back up to the 45-yard line. Replay the down.
Yeah, this is not what you want to see. We saw Clay County get off to a good start, but the penalty trying to kill a drive here in good field position.
Dogs break huddle. Clock is stopped here after that incomplete pass on first down a few minutes ago. Cherry and Burchett right. Nolan and Reese left. Nolan in motion. Option play. Pitch to Nolan. Catches it back behind him. 45. 40. Cuts back to his left. 35. Jukes. Brought down to the 30. Nice little option pitch play there. Nolan doing a good job reaching behind him, getting that pitch there.
Yeah, first time we've seen that this season, I think. We may have seen it earlier. I'm not sure, but
it's not been often.
You know, option's one of those things. You almost got to run a little bit before you're comfortable with it. But what a run by Nolan Adams. About six cutbacks on that one.
Any way you can get in the ball in space is always a good thing. And that's just one other way they can do it.
No doubt.
15-yard pickup by Adams. Ball sitting at the Red Bull 30 now, first and 10. Nate with it, rolls right, has time, now reverses, steps up, releases, targeting Lance. Call, what a catch. Lance Burchett hanging on to it. A good defensive play by the Red Dog with the concentration And the hands of senior Lance Burchett hauled it in and maintained possession, John, even though his body was upended by the defender.
Very impressive. Good play by the defender. He went real low on him.
Yes,
he did. Clipped his legs out from under him, but a great catch.
And timed it well. First and goal. Ball now sitting Thomas at the 7-yard line, 21 feet away from the second touchdown here for the Black, Purple, and Gold Dogs. Two to the left, along with the tight end. Nolan isolated to the right by himself. Nate with it. Gives to Soto. Aiden off left side. He could just walk in. Can he get the edge? Or the shoulder did not get in. Oh, touchdown! Touchdown with Clay Kenny. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Aiden Soto. Good call, John. You had the best view of it there. Got to the pylon, didn't he?
Yeah, he just barely got that foot inside the pylon to get the touchdown. We got an injured Red Bowling player on the play.
Appears to be writhing in pain. Hate to see that. Hopefully, it's not too bad. We are going to go to an injury timeout as trainers go to the aid. Aiden Soto just scoring on a 7-yard touchdown. Makes it 12-0. We'll be back. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power.
The loss of a loved one can...
Injured Red Dog able to exit the field under his own power, and that's a great thing to see. Hernandez on for the extra point. You may have seen a little snafu there during the break. We were trying to focus the camera. We reversed the angle, and it showed us peering into it. Apologize for that. Hernandez on, missed his first one. Guys off the left upright, had the distance, just not accuracy. And here we go. Two-point play. Manny Hernandez showing the speed off the edge in for two. Redemption for Hernandez here on homecoming. Clay County regaining that lost extra point with the legs of Hernandez, 14-9, 5:25 mark, first quarter.
Leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs now lead Red Bowling Springs 14-0. 5:25 left here in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 40-yard drive on four plays. It covered 1 minute and 20 seconds. And it got started as Nolan Adams had a 15-yard run. And then Nate Adams found Lance Burchett for 23 yards before Aiden Soto ran it in for a 7-yard score. And Manny Hernandez added the 2-point run to put Clay County up two possessions. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Aiden Soto making the tackle after a good return by the Red Dogs. That has been a weak spot for this Clay County team this year. Red Bull taking over at their own 43-yard line. 57-yard field in front of them. They do trail 14-9 to the Black, Purple, and Gold Dogs. Keeper off left side. Going to be Worm Smith coming up over the top. And I think probably somebody like a Hayden Adams underneath or downtown Colton Brown, perhaps from his defensive tackle position.
Saw a direct snap on that play, Daniel, to number six, Josh Martinez.
I didn't think that was Elkhart. That is the quarterback's name, right?
Number five is Elkhart, yep.
Pick up a one for Red Bull and makes it second nine. Ball at the 44. Red Bull plays it with a single wide out of the left, tight end right, three up backs to the right, Elkhart with it. No, that's 14 this time. They're mixed up backs. A speedster this time, cross midfield and a big jump. Going to be Aiden Soto coming from behind, making the tackle. 14 the ball carry, I believe.
Tyler Lancaster, a good run on that play.
Certainly was.
Yeah, and the Red Bull in the offensive line getting a crease on that one, kicking out big Roland Holloway on the defensive side for us and taking care of Hayden Adams to create that crease. And then our linebackers just kind of overran the play, I think, and he cut it back from there.
First down of the contest for Red Bull, and ball now in Clay County territory at the 35. Single wide left, same formation. Got those three up backs to the right of that Red Dog in the gun. Got that direct snap 23, the ball carrier this time. He's hit, brought down, tackle for a loss. Got to credit Hayden Adams on that one. And a double whammy. He knocked him back, then carried his momentum into him again to finish him off on the turf at John Peoples Field.
Yeah, almost tackled him with his own offensive lineman is what happened there. No wrap-up because he was driving. I don't know if it's the center or the guard, straight back into the ball carrier, Daniel. So knocked him off balance, got rid of the blocker, and then made sure he finished him off. Great play by the senior.
Probably the senior there on that one saying to himself, they're not getting another first down.
Right.
He went ahead and took care of that one. Big tackle for loss. Second, what we'll call 12 now, ball setting at the Clay County 38-yard line. Powerhouse set. Shift to the right. Expect it to go that way. It does. Hitting the backfield, shaking the tackle, brought down the line of scrimmage by a host of dogs. I see Soto again involved, and a flag comes out. Somebody is going to have a personal foul here. One dog's down. That's Colton Brown. I see down. It's Coach Lamb and trainer Chad Holloway come out to attend to him. A couple of Red Dogs help him up, and he wants to stay on the field. I think they'll probably get him off. Here comes Caden Strong. So we've got a personal foul against Clay County. White Hat saying, look, I already warned him once. I heard him say that. I don't know what happened. John, you're thinking it was against Brown?
I think it was against number nine for the Dogs.
Oh, okay. So something perhaps being said out there. We didn't see anything that was flagrant, but definitely Thomas Burbage can get a personal foul as well.
Yeah, he can. And, on the edge out there, this is big. You know, Red Bull and Springs in scoring position.
Yeah.
Guys, at this point, the ball's going to be sitting down near the red zone.
Going to be the fifth play of this drive coming. And the second first down of the drive, thanks to the personal foul. Red Bull and breaking hell quickly. They got a play. They want to execute. Ball at the 22-yard line. 3:08 mark first quarter. Clay County up 14-9. Aiden Soto, a 7-yard rushing touchdown. Nolan Adams, a 64-yard receiving touchdown. Accounts for the scoring so far. Hernandez missed the first extra point. Showed the speed as he ran in a 2-point conversion to give us 14. Red Dogs decide not to play quickly here. They have the traditional huddle up.
Yeah, haven't started the play clock yet. So, why not? Big play for them right here.
Great homecoming festivities been taking place here in Salina today. Had the annual homecoming parade. Go back and watch that thing. It's on the Horizon Facebook page in case you didn't get a chance to see that. We broadcasted from the Squire. That was brought to us by Bank of Salina. They sponsored that event, and it's a pleasure to do that. And then pregame here at John Peoples Field. Called all the young people out again as they were dressed up and looking sharp. So always a festive thing, but you need to take care of the game. And right now, Red Bullin trying to make it a battle. First and 10. Red Bullin shifts right. Going to run left this time. Little counter play. Picks up 2 yards. And without any lead blockers, that's a pretty good pickup for a naked boot, essentially.
Yeah, it was. And Worm Smith, the senior, playing well inside linebacker at this point. Reese Adams right there with him as they basically read that play. They've seen it several times now, Daniel, and they're coming for it now.
Senior Eli Burnett coming on to play the outside linebacker position. Reese Adams going to come off, and we'll see junior Bryson Sharp go back to the inside spot for him with Burnett playing outside backer. Second 9 here after a gain of 1. Clock ticks, minute 48. Red Bullin wanting to take their time, as they should in a contest like this. Play clock at 5. Here's the snap. Off the right side into the arms of a waiting Bulldog. And very little gain. Whoever's playing that left tackle, Thomas, would be my guess. Holloway?
Yeah, Roland Holloway and then Worm Smith right there again. But I think you have to credit Roland Holloway, like you said, just kind of waiting there to gather in the ball carrier.
Third and 8. Ball sits on the edge of the red zone at the 20-yard line. Definite 4-down territory, obviously, here. 55 seconds and ticking. First quarter. Clay County up 14-0. Red Bullin trying to draw within the possession. Play action pass. Handoff underneath. We saw this play earlier. And again, it's going to strike for pretty good yardage. Eli Burnett on the tackle. Saw that end around. Very
be
close
short.
To.
Don't bring up a big fourth down here. He's got to play
Burnett that. With a good stop.
We're good now.
Ball setting at the 13-yard line. We're spiking.
It's very faint.
We're hearing, we've got some audio issues here. We're going to keep calling this thing. And sometimes we just have to unplug and replug. Big fourth down coming right here. Red Bullin going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout with them, folks. Try to fix this audio issue. We'll be back.
Ready to add some color to your world? At Copeland's Rural Supply, they can match any color to bring your vision to life. Whether it's a fresh coat for your living room or a new look for your fence, their team is here to help you every step of the way. Visit them at 408 Brown Street and turn your project ideas into reality. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Need to make a large one-time purchase? Consolidate high-interest debt or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Hopefully our audio issues are fixed. I think we just had the volume turned down. Sometimes it's a simple fix. Fourth and 1, big play coming right here, guys. Red Bullin, 2 first downs on this drive. They're getting ready to snap on the 8th play of this drive. Clay County up 14-0. I thought it was a Red Bullin timeout. It was a quarter change. First play of the second quarter coming here. We do flip ends of the field. Red Bullin now driving left to right from our vantage point. Did a good Clay County stand right here to get off the field, stomp this Red Dog threat.
Yeah, and this is what we're talking about coming into this contest.
I missed it. What happened on the third down play?
How'd that end around? Did they hit us with earlier?
What number?
Tight end, whoever it is. Now we see the Red Bullin timeout going to be taken. So we'll go back to break here. Actually, let's stay on. You ready for that update, Thomas, or do you want to do it?
Yeah, we can do it if you want
to. Yeah, give that quarter update.
It's the Bulldog stat summary brought to you by Eco Pals of Tennessee as Clay County leads Red Bull and Strings 14-0 headed into the second quarter. Not a whole lot here. Clay County's got two touchdowns, but they came quick. Rushing-wise, Clay County with a total of 22 yards on two carries. Aiden Soto, one for a 7-yard touchdown. Nolan Adams had a 15-yard rush. Nate Adams so far, 2 for 3 for a total of 87 yards, including a 64-yard touchdown to his brother, Nolan Adams. Leading tackler, Worm Smith and Aiden Soto, both with 4 to lead the Dogs. This dog stat summary been brought to you by Eco Pals of Tennessee and Hermity Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPalsOfTN.com. Eco Pals of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Here we go. 4th and 1. Red Dog shift right. Clay County watching the ball here. Here's the snap. Back comes right. Hit. Brought down. Off the field goes the Red Dog offense. Clay County holding up here, Tom.
Yeah, it was. And it was a senior again, Hayden Adams, with penetration for his second TFL.
Racking them up. Clay County taking back over. So Red Bull, and give him credit for a nice drive there, an 8-play drive that stalls out all the way down inside the red zone. So Clay County taking over. And what we'll call, I guess, the 17-yard line, an 83-yard field in front of this Clay County offense. Third possession for Clay County, 11:55 mark of this second quarter as they take over, looking to build on this 14-0 lead that they have. Adams in the gun, two wide left, quick screen out here to Nolan. Nolan with it at the 15, going to be brought down. Good open field tackle by Red Bull's number 6 there, John.
Josh Martinez with the tackle.
Red Bull, and, you know, they've always got some athletes. Sometimes have struggled to have a whole cohesive unit as a team, but always some players over there. And, hey, like we said in our history section, pretty when Kyle Shoulders was there before going to Macon County, he had things clicking and beat us 3 years in a row, 14, 15, and 16 of the 2000s there. But Clay County on a 7-game win streak in the series since then. Ball now being snapped from the 18, so a gain of 1 on the quick screen. Hand off to Soto, waiting with it, breaks off right side, 25, up to the 30, still on his feet, 35, 40, caught from behind, breaks that tackle, cuts back, they say he stepped out of bounds, oh no. Soto was fixing to razzle and dazzle all his way to the end zone, but steps out of bounds there. Still a great first down run by the senior.
Yeah, put together a really good set of moves in that play. I mean, he was cutting left, cutting right, breaking tackles. Great run.
Yeah, we've talked about it. The physicality of Aiden Soto has come to another level as a senior here in the 2024 season. And he's always had the moves and the speed. And he's putting it all together here in his final campaign as a Dog.
Advances up to the Clay County 45-yard line. First and 10 from there. Nate to throw. Wants a big one. Goes for Lance. Spurts it down the sideline. Going to be nearly called. Good coverage there by number 84 for Red Bull. Lance had to try to reach around the body to get it. Nate put it in a good position on the outside where only Lance could get it, but incomplete, 2nd and 10.
The guy was at the right place, right time. I don't know that he was looking at the ball. But good defense.
11:06 mark now. Clock is stopped. Clay County trying to build a 3-possession lead. Nolan Adams, Waylon Cherry, and Lance Burgett split left. That'll put Reese Adams tied in right by himself. So toward the left hip, low snap, picked up. And I guess incomplete. I couldn't see over there. Incomplete to Reese Adams on the tight end out. So 3rd and 10 now.
Play kind of got thrown off. You had to pick the snap up off the ground. Just kind of throws your timing off. But Reese might could have caught that one.
Yeah, it would have been a tough catch, but couldn't quite squeeze it. And, guys, this is what we're talking about. We've seen Red Bull and Springs put a drive together, aided by a penalty, and now Clay County looking a little sloppy here.
Same formation. Adams, Burchett, Cherry, split left. Nate with it. Quick release. Couple Lance Burchett has blocking. 45, 50, cuts back. Up to the other 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown, Lance Burchett! Touchdown!
touchdown, Clay County touchdown, Bulldogs. Lance Burchett weaving his way in and out of traffic and into the end zone.
Yeah, this is a great job by him. Got the ball, was really patient to start, waited for his blocks, got behind them, John, and then saw his only opportunity was just to smoke them down the sideline, and boy, did he ever do that.
Yeah, penalty marker down in the end zone.
Another penalty at the end, but yeah, he's got his own bag of moves right there, too.
No doubt. Just the jab step, the hesitation. You know, interviewed Lance Burchett this week. That played in the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, and we talked about that. Coach Lim talking about the compliment between Nolan Adams and Lance Burchett, and you see it. It's just amazing.
You have to respect both of them. It came after the touchdown, but there's going to be another unsportsmanlike penalty on the Dogs.
That's just standard. Let's be honest with you. Both of these have gone against Clay County, but in this game, throughout history, we've all played in it, guys. This is what you see out of these two teams. Nobody likes each other when it comes to Red Bull and Clay County, and that's what makes the rivalry go, really. But Clay County's got to be a little smarter than that at this point, for sure.
Yardage will be assessed on the kickoff. Hernandez on for the extra point, kicking from the 10. Snap set, kicks up away, and it is good. This is Bulldog Football Live being presented by Clay Power Sports, and the Dogs are rolling 21-9.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog Football presented by Clay Power Sports, where the Dogs lead the Red Dogs of Red Bulling Springs 21-0. 10:44 left here in the first half. And here's your Dog Drive summary brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee. Clay County just completed an 83-yard drive, and it did it on five plays, and it just took 41 seconds as Aiden Soto ripped off a big 27-yarder, and then Lance Burchett hauled in a 55-yard touchdown pass from Nate Adams. Didn't go far through the air. Lance Burchett did all on the ground with great moves, getting behind his blocking and taking it to the house to put Clay County up by three scores. This Dog Drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel. 21-0, Clay County.
Hernandez was set to kick. White Hat blew it dead. And they're going to assess the personal foul yardage. They had forgot to do so. So we're going to back it up 15. We'll see the leg of Hernandez on full display here. Coach Lamb tells him to kick deep. Just see how far he can kick. Already one touchback on the night here. 10:44 mark of this second quarter. As we mentioned, Red Bull Springs 2-5 on the year. Wins over Sunbright and Piggott County. They have lost to Midway, Mount Juliet Christian, Jackson County, Perry County, and Gordonsville. Clay County 5-2 on the year. Those two losses coming against Westmoreland and Portland, both three-point losses on the road against bigger teams. Clay County giving up another big kickoff return here, and that has been the thing. For the Dogs this year, we've seen some personnel changes across the kick coverage front, it's my understanding. But Red Bull and Springs, with their second nice return here, they start with good field position this time.
Tyler Lancaster for Red Bull and Springs. We've seen him kind of break open a couple of times.
Yeah, he's the one taking that direct snap, I think, when the quarterback wasn't. Mm-hmm. And kind of got this Red Bull and Springs offense going. And as you can see, again, you talked about it, they've got a couple of dangerous athletes back there. If you don't keep them bottled up before they get going.
Certainly. Fourth possession of this first half for Red Bull Springs. A short 47-yard field. Quick release pass. Going to fall incomplete.
Eckhart back in there. Traditional quarterback position.
Yeah, Reese Adams bringing the heat right there. Trying to, close to having the sack, but he definitely made him release it a little too early.
Timeout taken by Clay County. We'll take it with them. 10:28 mark of this second quarter. Clay County up 21-9.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. Offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Bulldog Football Live being presented by Clay Power Sports, homecoming 2024. 10:28 left to play in this second quarter. Clay County a three-possession lead, 21-9. Red Bull and Springs with their fourth turn added on offense here. Second play of this particular drive. Low snap, picked up Elkhart.
Hit it off, tackle for loss immediately. Hayden Adams says, no, sir.
Yeah, just total nomination from the snap right there by Hayden Adams. Again, not a chance, and the senior's fired up about it. He knows he can't be blocked up there, and he's having fun with it.
Yes, he is. Ball now back in Red Dog territory at the 49, 3rd and 13, passing situation. I look for Ed Bowen to keep it on the ground, though. Perhaps
three
that in the round.
Tackles for loss for Hayden Adams already.
Single wide out to the right, a wing right. Fullback at the right hip of Elkhart, who's in the gun. There's the snap. Hand off to the tailback off right side. Man brought down, Worm Smith with the stop, and I don't like the way Worm came down. Hit his the back of his headgear on the turf at John Tuples Field. Sometimes that can rattle your cage better than anybody else can, just the ground itself, but it appears to be all right.
Yeah, I think he is. He's upright, Daniel. And, again, the senior playing a great game already. Five stops to lead the team so far here. And, you know, what a player Worm Smith is. Just a heart of a bulldog right there.
Darn tootin'. Fourth and 11. Red Bull in with it. They show punt formation. Got to watch for a fake here. Red Bull already trailing by three possessions. High snap. It is caught. It is kicked. Potentially. Yes, it was. Another punt that takes a Red Dog roll, and Clay County going to take over around their own 28-yard line. Going to do so at the 8:51 mark of this second quarter. Clay County does lead 21-0. We've seen touchdowns from Lance Burchett, Aiden Soto, and Nolan Adams thus far. This will be the fourth offensive possession. Poor Clay County. Yeah, let's call it the 28. So a 72-yard field in front of this offense as they drive right to left. Of course, we've mentioned homecoming several times. The main superlatives this year, football queen Lacey Wicks and homecoming queen Kendall Hamilton. They were both crowned in the pregame festivities. First and 10, Dogs. Give to Soto, Aiden with it around left side, cuts north and south up to the 30, 35, 40, a camera blocker, lowers the shoulder still on his feet, all the way down into Red Dog territory, running like a man possessed, Aiden Soto flipping the field.
I mentioned a key block down here by Lance Burchett on the edge, really set Soto up to cut outside and make that extra extension onto that run.
And that's where Aiden Soto's gotten so much better, guys. He was patient right there, waited for that block, set it up perfectly, and then when he saw it didn't have anywhere to go, he just kept going. Lowered the boom. Cram, Daniel.
He did. First and 10 in Red Dog territory. Ball sitting at the 37-yard line. Nolan and Lance left. Here's the snap. Give to Soto again. Going to ride that horse one more time. 30-yard line. Cram. Horse a shoulder on another man. Delivering the punishment to the tackler. And near first down yardage.
Taking it to him. Aiden Soto with some powerful running on these last couple of plays.
Pickup of 11 perhaps. Ball now sitting at the 26-yard line. Third play of this drive coming. And it's been all Aiden Soto on the first two.
I would just keep feeding it. And it keeps the clock rolling. It demoralizes that defense. I like to see them keep it running.
Soto at the right hip. Going to go to the iron. Nate rolls right quicker, at least for Reese. Reese with it at the 23, 20, 15. Cuts back.
Whoop.
10, 5. Touchdown, Reese Adams. First of the year, I believe. Touchdown, Clay Kelly. Touchdown, Bulldogs. The athletic tight end putting his mark on the contest.
Yeah, we've seen it out of these wideouts. From Cherry to Nolan to Lance, haven't seen what Reese Adams can really do on the offensive side, guys, and that's what it is right there. The sure hands on the sideline and then the burst to get in the end zone, John.
That's what I saw was a burst of speed right there that I may not have seen really out of him in the open field. That could be a big weapon come later on this year.
Well, coming into this contest on the season, only 12 catches for 118 yards. That was his first touchdown of the year. And like you said, it's not that we don't want to use him. We've just got a toolbox full of weapons. Manny Hernandez on for the kick. It's true. 28-9, 7:20 mark, second quarter.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Dogs opening up a big lead here on Red Bull and Freeze, 28-0, 7:40 left here in the first half, and another big stop by the Clay County special teams, Worm Smith.
Waylon Cherry right there helping out. So Red Bullen got a long field in front of them around the 75-yard field as they take over fifth possession of this first half for the Red Dogs. 28-9 is, Thomas said, the lead for Clay County.
Yeah, we saw Clay County kind of stumble there a little bit and try to get into that funk, but they quickly came out of it, and they did it with their defense. They got a three and out, John, after allowing Red Bullen to gain a few yards on their possession prior to that, and now they're rolling.
Defense really playing well. I think we've seen a few yards gained, but they've answered the bell and shut them down.
76-yard field in front of this Red Dog offense. 7:34 mark of the second. Snap was dropped, picked up Elkhart. Quarterback sack, Reese Adams. Bryson Sharp right there helping him out, but Reese coming inside out, more in the boom. The Adams brothers just eating up Red Bowling in the Red Dog backfield tonight.
Yeah, and a good job by the outside linebacker there to kind of turn him back in for Reese to get that sack as Bryson Sharps made the move to the outside. And I think he's playing pretty well there.
Yeah, it does a good job of setting the edge. Reese so good inside out, scraping off tackle and seeing the ball. It's been a good switch over these last several games for him. Loss of around 4 makes it 2nd and 14. Ball retreated now to the Red Bull and 20. Elkhart going to be in the gun, fullback in his right hip, tailback behind him, ball on this close side hash, hand off to the fullback up the gut, Roland Holloway on the tackle. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage from the prior play, makes it 3rd and 10. Red Dogs on verge of going three and out here.
So, kind of that mentality hurting Reese Adams a little bit on that play as he overran the ball carrier. Luckily, Holloway there to make the stop.
Brooklyn doing a good job during his sophomore campaign. Seldom leaves the field, plays both sides of the ball, and shows pretty good conditioning for a big guy. Third and 10 here. And there's Red Bull and Dyer to push the ball down the field through the air. Got a wide out to either side here. Toss sweep. Tailback off left side. A nice little gain and burst, but only a pickup of around five makes it fourth and mid-range.
And a good job by Reese Adams getting horizontal that time, running down the ball carrier on the outside as we brought Worm Smith on the blitz up the middle. So it left one inside linebacker and Reese Adams doing the job for both guys there.
Fourth and four. We're going to have to watch for a hard count here, an offsides jump. Would grant the Red Dogs a first down. Clay County's been pretty disciplined with that this year. I may have just jinxed them, but been very pleased in these situations with their performance over the course of the last seven games. Of course, eighth game of the season tonight. Clay County going to finish out the regular season here on John Tuples Field over the next 2 weeks. They'll host Trousdale County next week, then Gordonsville the week after that on November 1st. Nolan Adams having a retreat all the way to the 35, fields it there. Opportunity for a turn to the 40, cuts back to the 45, cuts again to the 50. Going to be hit, still on his feet, though. Brought down now across midfield around the 48-yard line. Nice job by Nolan. Nice punt by Red Bull, and Nolan retreating, catching it over the shoulder.
Yeah, for the first time, Adams wanted an opportunity to return now, and he shortened it up, John. He came up about 20 yards, 25 yards where they've been landing, and then the Red Dog punter boomed that one.
He still made his way back, made the catch, and made a good return all the way across the 50. Showing off some moves.
He was. He got him, boy.
4:55 mark, second quarter. First and 10, Clay County have a 28-9 lead. Points here could invoke a Taylor West the way running clock in the second half. Lance Red Bowling is able to get some points. Taking over the short field, 47 yards in front of Nate Adams with it. Rolls right, goes down the seam for a big one. Going to be caught. No, intercepted. Wrestled away by Red Bowling. What a play. It's Elkhart with the big interception. Good looking. I thought it was caught originally by Lance Burchett. Perhaps wrestled away by Elkhart. John, you had a better view, perhaps.
I think he intercepted it clean. Pretty good play by the defender right there. A little short on the throw, maybe.
Yeah, just a little underthrown, and it's because his receiver, I'm pretty sure it was Lance Burchett, streaking down the field, just outrunning. You know, we talked about the speed sometimes, but Nate couldn't quite get enough on that one right there. But I think it was an even better play by the Red Bull Springs defender to come down with it.
Red Dog was not willing to quietly go away into the night here. Nice defensive play. They take over for the sixth time, rather. 4:46 left in this second quarter. Dogs up 28-9. Have a long field in front of them, taking over around from their own 12 here. Toss sweep into the short side, and here's a nice gain. Nolan Adams having to come up and make the tackle. Sorry about not bringing the camera with it. Around an 8-yard pickup, I believe.
That's Tyler Lancaster. It's the guy we've seen break some speed a little bit here and there.
Yeah, about five. Lancaster's made a big difference for this Red Bull Springs team. We didn't see him really touch it early and become a weapon. He's got some speed.
Red Bull in under the tutelage of first-year head coach Derek Metter this year and does have some weapons, as we talked about. Ball at the 17-yard line, second and a long three. Red Bull driving left to right from our vantage point for those audio-only listeners. Elkhart under center, hand off underneath, little trap play going nowhere. Got to think that Hayden Adams involved on that.
It was his brother Reese that got in there. He saw, sniffed out the play, broke it down at the line of scrimmage, waited for that trap, the guard to come across, and then made the stop. Probably for a loss. If not, it was close.
Third down. Red Bull's been pretty good on third down at times tonight. Well, I say that, but they punted about four times too, though. Maybe I'm just imagining that. They converted one, I know.
One, you're right.
Third and mid-range here. Playbook's open to head coach Metter. Elkhart under center. Going to go tall sweep into the Wide side of the field, cuts back into the heart of the defense, and not a very forgiving place for the ball carrier. I heard the hit from up here.
Yeah, that's the senior Eli Burnett in there, 45, I think.
All right.
Not sure who else, an interior lineman with some help there. But Burnett seeing some time, unless I misread the number, but I think he's playing maybe for Soto on that far side.
Yeah, you definitely read it correct. I see 45 in there. Playing outside linebacker. Fourth and five, so the interception does not even garner a first down for Red Bull. 2:28 mark and ticking as they punt it back away. Clay County up 28-0. Punt going to be short. Takes a Red Dog bounce, but goes out of bounds. Short of midfield, so Clay County will take over. In Red Bull territory.
Second chance to get this running clock started. 2 minutes, 17 seconds left here in the first half, and I think that's important for Clay County to get this done.
Yeah, you want to get it going. Give the starters one possession, start the third quarter, let them hang another one, and get them out healthy for what we hope is a deep postseason run coming up. The current score. Clay County takes over at the Red Bull on 48-yard line. 2:17 left to play in this first half. Clay County will receive the ball to start the third. Hand off to Soto. Soto at the 45. Cuts back. Brought down to the 40. Ball's loose. Squirts ahead. Red Bull says they've got it. And I think they're saying the Soto was down and the ground forced the fumble.
Yeah, right around the 40-yard line. It looks like he made it to the 30, 41.
Yeah. They give him the 41, gain of 7. Makes it 2nd and 3. Clock should be running here, but it's not. Minute 58, and the clock is stopped. Play clock winding, though, at 25 and diminishing. Waylon Cherry splits left with Reese Adams. Burchett, Nolan Adams right. Nate Rowland that way. Has plenty of time. Releases. Caught by Nolan around the 25. Burst of speed. 20, 15, 10, 5. Woo. Touchdown. Nolan Adams from Big Brother Nate for the 23rd time in their careers. Minute 38 and ticking. And the Adams family song playing over the PA here. A nice touch. This is Adams to Adams one more time.
Yeah, and that was one where, you know, good coverage by Red Bull and Springs right on the sideline, kind of two receivers in the area. Nate said, hey, I'm just going to take a chance on my guys. He did. Nolan went up and got it, and as soon as feet hit the ground, John, from making the catch, he was halfway to the end zone.
Yeah, he had the whole left side wide open. There's no way anybody was going to catch him before he got there.
Hernandez on, snap, set, kick. It's a beauty. It's good. 35-0, minute 38 left in this second quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Homecoming 2024. Lacey Wicks, the football queen, Kendall Hamilton, the homecoming queen, and it's all the black, purple, and gold dogs on the field here. 35-0. Minute 38 left here in this second quarter of play. Red Dogs fielding this thing. They've had a couple good returns. This one not going as far. Hayden Adams, Lauren the boom. And I mean, I heard it up here, literally A great hit.
I didn't hear the hit, but I heard the ooh from the crowd. Just a great hit by Hayden Adams. Playing a great game so far. We talked about the tackles for loss. I don't know, just leading that dog defense down in the trenches, in the guts, Hayden Adams is.
First and 10, Red Bull, minute 31 left in this second quarter. Clay County, as we say, going to receive the kick to begin the third quarter. A couple plays here on the ground within this half. And going to be a pass this time. Now a run by Elkhart. Now he dumps it away incomplete. So Red Bull continuing to fight. I don't think they have completed a pass yet in this one. Everything has went 5-yard range or shorter, and John confirms no completion at this point for Elkhart. Minute 15, clock is stopped with an incomplete pass.
This is senior Worm Smith coming off, getting a breather here.
Got
and also Hayden Adams coming out for a blow.
KJ Ashley going in to play the nose guard. No, that's Caden Copeland. I'm sorry. Ashley wears number 2. That's Copeland wearing 6. Freshman Caden Copeland going to play the nose guard. Coach D likes him there. A bit of a changeup. A wiry, hard-nosed player is young Copeland. Second 10, handoff inside. Bryson Sharp right there to make the stop. Good job by him sniffing it out.
I think maybe he moved
Red Boiling
inside when Worm Smith came out. I think they moved Sharp back to the middle.
Personal foul against Clay County. I think it. Yeah, personal foul against Clay. The third of the night. Now, that's I've been kind of quiet about that this year because we've made improvements in that area. But you can't be your own worst enemy. And that's just that's what happens on those situations.
Yeah, we saw senior leader Nate Adams coming to the sideline trying to explain to the coaching staff about something that was going on. But honestly, it doesn't really matter. You know, you're up 35-0 in this game, minute left here to go in the first half. And, you know, just got to keep your mouth shut at this point.
Sure. We don't know who the infraction was on.
We don't.
No,
I'm not saying it was on Nate.
Right.
I think he was just coming over to explain what happened.
I agree. First and 10 after the personal foul. Ball sitting 4 yards from midfield. Clock at 55 seconds and ticking. Elkhart under center. Toss sweep into the short side of the field. Across midfield and out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. They keep it running. Yeah, now they stop it. Not sure who made the tackle. I guess that far side corner, Thomas, perhaps.
Yeah, I think Nolan Adams coming up from that safety position, and he made it easy for me. He's got the pink tape around the shoes for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I guess, at this point. And so it's kind of easy to pick out. That doesn't happen much.
No, we have issues. Part of it may just be us. We've talked about the need, perhaps, of wearing some spectacles, Thomas, as we're getting a little older. Ball sitting on the 50-yard line directly at midfield. 43 seconds left in the second. Dogs up, 35-9. Elkhart hands off to the fullback. He's off left side. Gets the first down.
You know, Red Bull Springs aided by the personal foul penalty is moving the ball. You know, right there, two plays, first down. And Clay County's just got to bow up here, keep them out of the end zone.
Well, we saw Red Bull in earlier, once again, aided by some Clay County penalties. Drive all the way down inside the red zone. They were held scoreless, of course. We
yeah,
are 35-0 here.
Got as close as the 13-yard line, best I remember.
First and 10, 22 seconds and ticking left in this second quarter. Elkhart under center. Handoff for the ball's loose. Going to be recovered by Clay County. Reese Adams going to be recovering the fumble. So Coach Lamb can take a knee, can hand to Soto, can take a shot, to do whatever he wants to. Completely up to him here with 15 seconds left. Clay County has a one-play scoring drive. They opened up the game with a 64-yard touchdown strike from Nate DeNolan. So certainly 15 seconds is enough time to get points.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. We've seen, you know, drives under a minute. They can rip off four or five plays in about 40 seconds sometimes.
55-yard field in front of the black, purple, and gold offense. Ball at the far side hash. At the Clay County 45-yard line. Nate in the gun. Has time. Rolls right under pressure. Releases. We'll see if a flag comes out for grounding. I saw no receiver in the vicinity, but I see no flag either. So half should end right there. I don't know why the clock's not running. Oh, incomplete pass. Sorry. 8 seconds left on the clock.
After two of them over there discussed that they are going to make the call, intentional grounding against Clay.
Well, it's the right call.
It is. That'll be a loss of down, too.
Coach Lamb saying he threw it out of bounds. Now, he certainly knows more about the rules than I do. But, you know, there's no tackle box in high school. As far as even throwing it out of bounds, I didn't know that made a difference, but apparently it does, or Coach wouldn't be upset that way.
Well, it didn't make it out of bounds either, and it didn't make it back to the line of scrimmage.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think there's any way around this call or much arguing it.
A lot of variables to that. 8 seconds left. Pulper Grove Bunny Shop halftime show coming up in a few moments.
You see that call at different levels of football. It has different kind of qualifiers.
Yeah.
You know, in the pros, have to have a receiver in the – plus it has to get back to the line of scrimmage. You have to be outside the tackle box like you mentioned. We don't have all that in high school. I'm not exactly sure of the rules.
There is no tackle box. At
not in high school. All right, so the ball now back sitting. Well, it should be the 35 – yeah, we'll say the 35-yard line.
So second and 20.
65-yard field now in front of the offense. 8 seconds left in the quarter. Nate going to roll to his left, flips his hips, has time, unloads, looking for Waylon Cherry. He's going to be underthrown a little bit and intercepted by Redbone Springs, and here comes the return opportunity. Hayden Adams going to make the tackle. No, he does not. 23 still on his feet. Look at him go down the far sideline. Redbone Springs looking for an exclamation mark. They do not get it here with points, though. Tackle is going to be made to end the half. Red Bullen with an interception and a nice return.
Red Bullen's Houston Taylor.
Penalty marker down. So Taylor with the big play. We'll have to see what the marker is. You'd think a block in the back perhaps on the return. Whitehead going to talk to Coach Lamb. He signals hold against Red Bull and decline, half ends. Clay County 35, Red Bull and none here in the 51st annual Battle of the Bulldogs here at 2024's homecoming.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
At Salina Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 35-0 here at the break in Salina, and it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County pretty sharp so far. 5 touchdowns in the first half, and the first one came on their first offensive play as Nate Adams found Nolan Adams for a 64-yard strike. Clay County went up 6-0 after the PAT failed. Defense got a 3-and-out, one of many here in the first half, and Aiden Soto capped a 40-yard drive on their next possession with a 7-yard touchdown. Manny Hernandez, the kicker, ran in the 2-point conversion. Clay County was up 14-0. And then Red Bowling found some life. They actually drove the ball all the way down to the Clay County 13-yard line before Hayden Adams had a tackle for loss that turned them over on downs. And that was really the only time Red Bowling threatened Clay County. That drive was aided by a personal foul against Clay County. They've had 3 of those here in the first half, which is not a good sign. But what is a good sign was the rest of the way, as Nate Adams started clicking them off. He found Lance Burchett for a 55-yard touchdown, his cousin Reese Adams for a 26-yard touchdown, and his brother Nolan Adams for a 41-yard touchdown, all in the second quarter to give Clay County this 35-0 lead at halftime. Aiden Soto also with a couple of big runs in there, as this Clay County offense is really dominating Red Bowling Springs here, as they have many of their opponents this season. Defense also playing well, being led by the senior Worm Smith with 6 tackles here at the break. Lance Burchett has 1. Aiden Soto has 4. Cole Eads has 1. Hayden Adams, talked about him, that big fourth down stop. He's got 3 tackles for loss, 4 total tackles. Roland Holloway has 2. The senior Eli Burnett, 2 stops. Reese Adams has 4, a sack, and a recovered fumble. Nolan Adams has 3, and Bryson Sharp 1 here at the break. Clay County offensively, overall, they've got a total of 312 yards on just 16 offensive plays, five total touchdowns. Nate Adams is 6 for 10 for 210 yards, four touchdowns. He does have two interceptions here at the break. Six carries for 102 yards and a touchdown on the ground for Clay County, and those came from Aiden Soto. Five carries, 87 yards and a touchdown. Nolan Adams, one 15-yard carry. Receiving-wise, Nolan has three catches, 106 yards and two touchdowns. Lance Burchett, two catches, 78 yards and a touchdown. Reese Adams, one 26-yard touchdown catch for the Dogs, who lead Red Bowling Springs 35-0 here at the break. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Family owned and operated by Stephen Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials until 2 p.m., new extended hours on Monday nights for dinner, and their famous Friday night catfish. Folks, if you hadn't, be sure to go country lately at Gone Country. We'll be back with more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. I want to give the Red Bull and Spring stats real quick. 52 total yards in the first half, 52 rushing yards, 0 passing yards. Houston Taylor, 12 carries for 8 yards. Josh Martinez, 5 carries, 21 yards. Tyler Lancaster, 5 carries for 20 yards. 1 carry for Delton Dallas, 7 yards. And Logan Eckhart, the number 5, the quarterback, 1 carry for minus 4, more than likely was a sack. Come back.
Haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County.
Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live on the Public Road Body Shop halftime show. Clay County leading the Red Dogs big 35-0 here in the 51st annual Battle of the Bulldogs. Want to clarify something that we failed to mention earlier. That original touchdown catch in this contest by Nolan Adams gave him 12 on the season. That breaks a single season tie that he had with Alec Kerr. So Nolan Adams with 12 touchdown receptions in a season, the new all-time leader in that, and he's far from done during this 2024 campaign. We'll go ahead and get into the local sports lowdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust, starting off with Youth League football. The teams made a return to action this past Saturday as they hosted Gordonsville. The flag team fell to 1-3 on the year after losing 8-22. The juniors now sit at 2-2 after they suffered a shutout to the Tigers 0-18, and the seniors lost 0-34 to Gordonsville, giving them a 1-2 record for the season. Up next is a home game here at John Teeples Field tomorrow morning as the Purple Tigers of Watertown come to Salina. Tennessee Tech football, John Hamilton and the Golden Eagles are 2-4 overall, but they're strong 2-1 in the conference in OVC play after dropping back-to-back games against South Carolina State and SEMO. They are on the road tomorrow at Western Illinois University for a 3 o'clock p.m. conference contest. Clay County High School volleyball, Coach Chambers and Lady Dogs wrapped up their season back on Monday, October the 7th, when they were eliminated by Jackson County in the opening round of the district tournament. The girls had a young team this year, and they'll be much more experienced next season. We do want to say thanks to seniors Emma Dolworth and Lacey Wicks for their contributions to the team, and wish congratulations to Lacey Wicks on earning all-district honors for the season. Clay County High School Cross Country head coach Jermaine McElvain's squad ran at the Crossville Invitational last Thursday, October the 10th. Ethan Barnes placed 13th overall while recording a new personal best time of 21 minutes and 45 seconds for a 3-mile run. New personal records were also set by Isabella Kane and Xavier Allen. The team also ran at Livingston on Saturday the 12th. I have no results for that. Up next for cross country is Immediate York Institute in Jamestown on Tuesday, to be followed by the TWSAA region meet on Tuesday, October 29th in Macon County. And finally, Clay County High School golf. Brady Daly and Aiden Keene both competed in the Class A state tournament back on Monday and Tuesday, October 7th and 8th. Daly placed 61st and Keene 31st in a field of 64 golfers. Those young men achieved a lot of success this year. Very happy for them. We look forward to them returning for what will undoubtedly be a superior senior campaign. Next week, we'll get into Pee-wee and junior high basketball action that will be going on in the county this coming week. This week's Oak Sports Slowdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. I guess we'll go ahead and get into the Subway Trivia Challenge. It's brought to us by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Solana Subway location. Please text your answers into the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 1985, Russell Richardson and his Salina Bulldogs advanced to 2-0 at the beginning of their historic semifinal season after they put a whooping on the Red Dogs 34-6. What player scored on rushing touchdowns of 22 yards and 1 yard in the black and gold victory? If you think you know the answer, send that guess into the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll repeat that one more time, Thomas. In 1985, Russell Richardson and his Salina High School Bulldogs advanced to 2-0 at the beginning of their historic semifinal season after they put a whooping on the Red Dogs 34-6. What player scored on rushing touchdowns of 22 yards and 1 yard in the black and gold victory? Have a few guesses coming in. Melissa White and Greg Strong both guessing Craig Ogletree, a fine guess, the junior fullback from that squad, but incorrect. Another guess has come from superfan Sam Daniels. He guesses Jimmy Crane Cole, and that's incorrect for the particular length of touchdowns I put out there. Now, Crane Cole had 2 rushing touchdowns on the night, but it wouldn't have 22 yards and 1 yard. Craig Ogletree had a single rushing touchdown during that contest, looking for somebody else who had 2 rushing touchdowns of different length varieties. Looking for other guesses coming in. Got a scoreboard update over here that we'll give to you as well. This one being brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Scores of interest around the area. Chattanooga Prep 6, South Pittsburgh 14 at the half. Smith County 6, Westmoreland 14 at the half. Do not have a score from Loretto and Eagleville. Monterey 29, Trousdale none in the second. White House 6, Upperman 21 at the half. Friendship 16, York Institute 13 at the half. Lincoln County 7, Coolville 10 at the half. Mount Juliet 14, they're tied up with Lebanon, 14-14. Mount Juliet and Lebanon at the half. Several schools have open dates this week, including Gordonsville, Jackson County, Joe Bird's, Livingston, and Macon. Halftime scoreboard updates been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
Got some more answers here. Greg Strong says Kevin Watson.
Ooh, incorrect. The junior quarterback from that squad, but incorrect.
Teresa Thompson says Tupi Kerr.
No, he wasn't in high school yet.
And then we have some other answers still coming, I think, here. Melissa White, William Markham.
No, no, he was on that squad, a fine player, but incorrect. Great guess by Miss White, though.
Greg Strong says Rob Weir.
Ooh, we got a winner. It was Rob Weir on that 1985 squad, a senior. He had rushing touchdowns of 22 yards and 1 yard. Congratulations to Greg Strong. He'll be receiving a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. What a good question there I came up with, Thomas.
I think you did well. You do a pretty good job each week for sure, Daniel. While we got a little time, I want to mention a big community event that's happening tomorrow night at Donaldson Park, the first annual Boo at the Park, Daniel. They're going to have a haunted trail. I think that starts at 7 o'clock, a non-haunted hayride, a costume contest, just a big community event thanks to a lot of community partners, a lot of sponsors, including both banks and the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Just a big thing. Hope everybody will turn out for that because they've worked really hard on that.
Going to be an outstanding event. Going to have outstanding weather, much like today, for that. And just a great thing. Very glad that's happening. Hope it becomes an annual huge thing here in Salina. Clay County going to field this thing to start this quarter. Who's that with it? Soto. Soto at the 40. Cram runs over a man. He is brought down. A good open field tackle. But Soto really running physical tonight here on Homecoming 2024.
Yeah, we've seen that Aiden Soto is going to be able to do that. And I think we're going to see more of it as we get into the later seasons and these games that really matter and down through this playoff run that we hope to see here at John Teeples Field, Daniel. You know, just hasn't really, in this offense, had many opportunities. But Soto, almost to 100 yards here in the first half, already has a touchdown. And I expect to maybe see a heavy dose of him here.
I think so, Thomas. This clock running already down to 11:10. As we go here, Clay County playing with a 55-yard field in front of them, taking over at their own 45-yard line. Soto at the left tip of Nate, who's in the gun. Adams rolls right, wants to throw, has nobody now. Hauls deep downfield for Nolan, going to be called. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 13th of the season for Nolan Adams, already building on that single-season record that he set on the first one. Thomas, that's something we failed to mention earlier. You weren't here when I announced that. He broke that 11-touchdown tie with Kerr on the first one tonight, already adding to it now with 13. The 70th touchdown pass. Nate Adams, agree?
Yeah, he actually had two in the first half, though.
Oh, no, that's 14 now.
Right.
So how many has Nate threw tonight? Four?
Five.
Five touchdowns?
Five touchdowns. Had four in the first half.
Well, that's the 72nd of his career, then. I can't even keep up. These numbers are so high.
That single game record broke tonight. So.
Or the offense could be done. One of the two right there. 42-0. And this clock going to run quick. Hernandez good on the extra points. You're right, though, John. Just for the sake of breaking that tie, I'd love to see it go to six here. 4-8 Adams. We're going to break here, folks. Clay County, 42, Red Bull and none.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Looks like Worm Smith coming away from another special team stop. Great kickoff by Manny Hernandez. I kind of wasn't paying attention to it. John said it rolled to the 2-yard line before it was picked up by the Red Dog there. Going to have several reserves on this defense here for Clay County. Manny Hernandez going to play the corner safeties. KJ Ashley and Fletcher Strong in there. Far side corner going to be Isaiah Burnett. Inside backers.
Cole Ledbetter.
Yeah, I'm going to have Cole in there joined with somebody. We'll get those numbers to you. Eli Burnett playing one outside linebacker. Hand off inside.
It's a left tackle making that stop there. Can't
78 coming away from the scene of the crime. Big Lucas Graves involved. Pick up a two up to the 19-yard line. Second eight. 7:40 and ticking. So we're going to really focus in here as we've got some names we don't usually call, and I'm going to go ahead and pull out my roster. I see 77. I believe that's Oliver Bowles in the contest.
Yeah, Bowles playing the left tackle. You got Copeland in there at nose. And then the far right tackle, I'm not sure. Oh, that's Graves.
Yeah. Yeah, Lucas Graves on that far right side. Tall sweep going to the outside. Stomp going to be made by that outside linebacker and also probably Isaiah Burnett coming from his corner position to help out.
I'm
going to identify who that outside backer is over there. Got Eli Burnett on this side. I can't tell, Thomas. He's standing up over there. Maybe Big Jackson Ritter, but Jackson usually plays a tackle, but I think that is Ritter. Maybe going with a defensive end instead of an outside backer on that side.
I think that's what you're seeing.
Third and two, so credit Ritter, I believe, with that last off. Play action pass. It's away. Going to be caught. Hernandez comes up, misses the tackle. Ashley coming inside out. Makes the stop. First down for Red Bullen, though. Well executed by Elkhart. KJ Ashley recording the tackle. Red Bull and moving the sticks. 6:15 and ticking here. Ball now sitting at the 36-yard line, first and 10. Just a great job tonight by Coach Lamb and the varsity squad coming out, doing what they needing to get this clock running, get off the field healthy, and get on to next week with a rematch with a team that embarrassed them last year down on the creek back in Trousdale County. Now, Trousdale has not won a game this year. That being said, somehow they still did it last year, too. It's a big play here by Red Bull and Springs. Manny Hernandez trying to use his speed to make the touchdown saving tackle and does so. So this number two defense going to have to toughen up a little bit here. They'll be soft on the edge. A good run by Red Bull and Springs as Hernandez saves the touchdown.
Yeah, we were asking for the shutout. May not be that way if it's Clay County number twos don't bow up. It looks like, no, thought it was moving backwards there for a minute, but it's not.
Hernandez pushed him out of bounds at the 25. Maybe that other inside backer could be, maybe that's Tucker Walker we're seeing in there with Cole Ledbetter. Him or Casey Monroe Hidalgo one. Hand off to the fullback. Pretty good defense there on the interior by the Dogs. Eli Burnett in on the stop. Coming in from his outside backer position. Read it well. 4:44 and ticking. It will go quickly here with this running clock. The good news, Thomas, 12 points separating us in the running clock here. You know, if Red Bowen were to come back within 30, you'd see it stop. But second defense would have to give up multiple scores and not score themselves on offense. So even if we give one up here, which we're apt to do, that's all right.
Yeah, at 42-0 in favor of Clay County, you're right. Got a little cushion there.
But hopefully can stiffen our necks here and get the stop. Second and 7. Ball loose. Going to be recovered by Red Bullen. Just by reading body language there. But a negative play for the Red Dogs could put the stall on this drive. A loss of yardage makes it 3rd and 10. Going to have to watch for the pass again here. 3:44 and ticking.
Yeah, good job right there. Had the pressure, a little penetration from that second team, and I think it came from Copeland up the middle.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Kind of got in his face.
Copeland's really got a motor. Always goes hard. 3rd and 10, 3:24 and ticking. Elkhart, toss sweeping to the short side of the field. Going to be met, brought down, good defense by the twos here. Isaiah Burnett coming up from his defensive back position, younger brother of Eli. So 4th in a bunch. 4 Red Bowling. Will they dial up something fancy? Perhaps a reverse here. Play action pass like they hit with a minute ago. A double move to the end zone. We'll have to see. Red Dogs break huddle. 4th and 10. Clay County defense trying to maintain the shutout here for defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson. Elkhart going to be under center. He likes to throw from that formation. Going to be that play action boot pass. Rolls right, has time, looking for a man, good coverage, going to toss it incomplete, good job, good coverage there by Ashley coming up from his safety position. And we're going to see the number two offense take over here for Clay County. I assume the number twos, could see the ones again.
Yeah, you talk about the coverage, it was kind of a one-man route out here against Manny Hernandez, the kicker, and did a great job downfield right there. He did get it loose before to avoid the sack underneath is the number two defense turning back the Red Dogs.
Certainly did. See freshman Ramsey Hayes, I think, going to be the center for this second offensive unit. Quarterback will be Fletcher Strong, Isaiah Burnett, the running back. Eli Burnett, Manny Hernandez split out to the left. Thomas, we take over from our own 25-yard line, a 75-yard field. In front of this black, purple, and gold offense, Strong at the controls, going to run to the right, back to the left, has some blocking there from Hernandez, 25, cuts back, still on his feet somehow to the 30, and picks up about 6 before he's hitting right out of bounds.
Shifty moves there by the young Strong quarterback.
Yeah, good job. He saw the defenders on the right side and cut it back to the open part of the field and just wouldn't go down.
Ball now spotted at the 31-yard line after Strong picks up six. Last time we saw this unit was down at Jackson County in the third game of the year. Second and four here. KJ Ashley and Manny Hernandez split left. Whistles blow. Timeout going to be taken by Coach Lamb. Bit of miscommunication. We're going to break with him here. 52 seconds and left here in this fourth quarter. 42 to nothing the score. Not the fourth quarter. Sorry, the third. 49 seconds left in the third. Clay County up 42 to nothing. We'll be back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Football, presented by Clay Power Sports. Dogs lead 42-0 over Red Bowling Springs. Again, presented by Clay Power Sports. I want to talk about them after this play, Daniel.
Second and four. Strong with it. Quick screen to the right. Caught by Hernandez. Hernandez cuts. Cuts back to the right. Cuts back inside. Loses the football. Going to be recovered by the Red Dogs. Just one move too many by Hernandez there. So a completed pass, I guess, by Strong. I don't know how yardage would go there, but I don't think it was a backward pass. Could have been a rush there. But Red Bull in football, we know that. After Hernandez, one move too many, ends up fumbling the ball.
Clay Power Sports,
yeah.
Our presenting sponsor. We can't thank them enough, Eli Schmucker and those folks down there below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina. Amazing dealership. They sell a little bit of everything. Boats, mowers, side-by-sides, all of the above, Daniel. And I'll let you call this one and come back and talk about a little bit more.
Last play of the third quarter here. Red Bull in with it. About 10 seconds left in the quarter. Tall sweep to the right. Ball's back on the ground. Can Clay County recover it? We'll have to see. Waiting for the signal. Believe the Red Dogs got it. Third quarter ends. Still waiting on the White Hats official call. Red Bulling does recover. Into the third quarter. Clay County up 42 to none. Thomas, you want to go ahead and talk Clay Power Sports
yeah,
during this break for a minute?
I just want to quickly say their service department is really amazing, and they're becoming one of the region's largest retailers of outboard engines. I see it on their Facebook page all the time. People driving from all over the country to buy outboard engines in Salina, Tennessee at Clay Power Sports. So if you're looking for a new engine for your boat, they're the place to go. Call Eli Schmucker and his friendly staff at Clay Power Sports. Look them up on Facebook, online at claypowersports.com, because they've got some really good deals or people wouldn't be coming from everywhere.
Well, that's a good point. My question will be, of course, I'm a thrifty individual. Are they reselling any of these used ones they're taking off? Is that a market they have going as well?
I think they do have some used motors and boats and mowers and all of the above. And on top of that, their store is so impressive. It's time for fall fishing. We hear about all these fishing tournaments going on. If you're a fisherman and you haven't been to Clay Power Sports, you need to do so. Largest selection of tackle in the area.
No doubt. Second 11, Red Bull with it after the fumble. Going to be hit, brought down. Nice play. Jackson Ritter just really starting to flex muscle each time you see him in there. Almost always when he makes an appearance on that defensive front, he makes a play, Thomas. Tackle for loss there. Chalk him up with one because they move it back 1 yard, making it third and 12.
Yeah, I've seen Ritter in the hallways. A good-looking kid.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be a contributor for this Clay County team. There's no doubt about it, as his future is bright for sure.
Of course, older brother Hunter Kyle played a few years ago. He was a force on that defensive front.
Great Bulldog, that's right.
Same kind of frame, big frame, good athleticism, and very disruptive, just like his older brother was. 11, 15, and ticking. Third and 12. Play action pass. Elkhart rolls, dumps it off. Ooh! Nearly intercepted by Burnett, who jumped underneath it. It does fall incomplete, and Elkhart back behind the play there, reaching down and holding the lower extremity, but now back up on his feet. So fourth and 12, four down territory for the Red Dogs. Definitely a passing situation, wouldn't you think, John?
Yeah, it didn't look bad on the completed pass on the last drive.
I suppose it would be a passing situation here if you went for it.
I did you like I used to do Coach Edwards when he was in that role. Sorry about that. I didn't realize you didn't have your headset on. Punt formation coming out. Perhaps we're wrong. Got to watch a fake. 42-0 the score. 10-20 left here in this fourth quarter. Going to go quickly with the running clock.
I might just give my headset to your daughter who's been up here trying to get a word in.
Miller Grace Strong coming in showing that she caught one of those footballs that the Clay County High School cheerleaders threw out during the quarter break there. Kind of promised her a spot on the postgame show, so we'll get to her in a little bit later perhaps. Manny Hernandez going to drop back and let this punt roll. Going to stay away from it wisely. Ooh, tough place for this second unit to take over offensively. He's going to be back at the two-yard line, a 98-yard field going to be in front of him. So if we stay in that shotgun set, you'll probably see Strong standing in the Bulldog end zone to take the snap here.
Yeah, you're right. A tough spot for the young quarterback and this second unit for sure. Don't have any choice, then. Let's
well,
see what
don't.
They can do here.
Here's the one thing that they can't do. Can't have the, you know, if we try to run this thing out of the end zone, as I expect to see, can't have the dance in this time. Got to be forward and make sure you get clear of that goal line.
Yeah, you have to think Strong and keep it in his hands here, straight downhill.
Going to play with two wide to the right, one to the left. Taking under 9 minutes to play here in the fourth.
Oh, that'll help.
Oh, all right. If Clay County stayed still, it's going to be off sides against the Red Dog defense. So first and 5 with some breathing room out of the 7. Did we see a hard count there?
I think we did. I think he went on 2.
Yeah, good job right there.
Here's the snap. Give to Burnett. Isaiah off left side. Stiff arms of man. Going to be driven back. We'll have to see where they get him on forward progress. Just a breakdown off the left side of that offensive line, perhaps. Good defensive play by the Red Dogs.
I think they're going to leave it right where it was last play.
No gain. It's a down marker moved over there. Don't look like it's in the middle, but we'll say 2nd and 5, no gain. It just had it leaned one way. Now it looks more. Ball at the 7-yard line. KJ Ashby and Manny Hernandez split right along with tight end Caden Copeland. Copeland's going to have to be cautious here. He could be covered unless these other receivers are off the line. Another give off to Burnett. He's around right side. Gets blocking up to the 15, 20. Run out of bounds around the 24. Burnett, no doubt that time, certainly did gain yards. You got to move the sticks.
Yeah, and you're showing the speed there from the freshman for sure, and a good job by that second-team offensive line. I wish we would call their numbers and names when we get a chance here, Daniel.
Ducey Jackson Ritter out there, Casey Monroe Hidalgo joining this unit. Cole Ledbetter actually got the start tonight at right guard for the varsity unit. Snapping the ball is Ramsey Hayes, younger brother of assistant coach Dylan Hayes. Nice to have him over here with us as a freshman. We'll try to identify the left side of that line. Ball now at the 27-yard line. Another give to Burnett. Burnett with it off left side again up to the 35, running hard. Thomas, I said the 27. Correct that. The 24 is where that play originated.
Great job there on that play, I thought. The lineman out front, way down the field, blocking. Good effort by this second string.
Another first down by Burnett. Up to the 37-yard line. So a gain of 13 yards on the carry for the freshman. First and 10 here. Eli Burnett, Manny Hernandez split right. 6:15 and ticking halfway through this fourth quarter. Strong to throw. Targets Eli Burnett. Ball's caught. 40, 45. Burnett to the 48 and brought down. Nice catch and run by the senior. Going to move the sticks.
A good throw by the young quarterback right there. Got it out quick, put it on flat on a line, got it to his receiver, and he got upfield with it, the senior Eli Burnett did.
2 yards from midfield here. 5:45 and ticking. KJ Ashley to the left. Hernandez and Burnett again to the right. Isaiah Burnett left hip of Strong, who's in the gun. Quarterback keeper left side. Dukes left across midfield to the 50. Up to around the 45, going to be brought down. Gain of 7, depending on the spot. Started at the Red Bull in 48. And they placed it down. Actually, it started at the Clay County 48, went across midfield to the Red Bull in 46.
Important to hang on to the ball in these situations. Just like the last drive when we fumbled it back to them.
Right.
Make sure you keep the ball moving down the field.
5 minutes. And ticking here. From the 46, give to Burnett. Right up the gut. Nice block in by the offensive line. Good vision by Burnett. Rugby scrum here. Finally whistles blow. Play originated at the 46. They're going to move it up to the 37. Good enough to move the sticks and give a fresh set of downs. So hopefully this number two offense can continue this march, put another score on the board, and wrap this thing up. Doing a good job of chewing up time here, down to 4:15 and ticking. First and 10 from the 37. Burnett left. Ashton Hernandez right. Strong to throw. Targets Burnett. A little high and off the fingertips. Had two receivers in the vicinity there. Had Copeland on the out route, Burnett on the go, and they ended up kind of in the same spot.
I think he was targeting Copeland and just went a little high on him.
Clock will continue to run.
Luckily, it doesn't stop the
clock.
That's
right. Second and 10 now.
Do we have any sets where we play from under center?
No, not really. Burnett running hard. Good individual effort. Gets up to the 43, I believe.
Going to bring up third down.
They do give him the 43. That was wrong to say that, the 33. Yeah, third mid-range here, John. Third and around 5, it appears.
Maybe give the young fellow another shot at a throw, pick up this first down.
Play action keeper, quarterback off left side, tries to get in the corner, can't do so. Going to be brought down short of it, does get positive yardage. Fourth and short.
It's kind of in that middle area. I guess you go for it here and try to keep the ball and keep the clock rolling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit out of range for Hernandez, I think, at this point. Like to see him get close enough where he could take a swing at one.
Maybe still a chance at that.
Ball at the 31-yard line. A gain of 2. Makes it 4th and 3. 2:14 and ticking here. Hernandez and Ashley to the right. Burnett left. Isaiah Burnett left. Tip of Strong, who's in the gun. Give to Burnett. Right to the heart of the defense.
Yeah.
Gets the first down. Keeps the clock moving. Keeps the sticks moving.
All right.
And almost puts this thing on ice.
Seems like it would to me.
Well, we will have to snap again. But,
even if you nailed it.
Yeah, if you nail, you nail it out. Up to the 25.
I think you keep going.
Oh, yeah.
This second team, get some experience here big time, you know, for these reserve linemen and the young quarterback and the young back and the wide receivers. But we got a penalty.
Another offsides against Red Bull. First and 10 First and five, marching that thing forward down to the edge of the red zone at the 20. Minute 15, two plays left in this one. Actually, this could be the last one. Could be the last play we run. Give to Burnett. Cuts back left, 10, 5, can he go? Waiting for a signal. Touchdown, Clay County, touchdown, Bulldogs. Touchdown, Isaiah Burnett. One that he will remember, the first of his career. The first of many, we hope.
Yeah, nice run right there by the young freshman, too. Saw the opening on the left side, John, and we already seen that he's had the speed. And took it to the house, got to the pylon, and across the stripe for his first career touchdown.
Awesome to see that second bunch get the job done. Great blocking by the young fellas up front, and obviously a good run by Burnett.
20 or 15? Was it from a 20?
20.
Yeah.
That's what I had.
Hernandez on for the point after. Snap. Set. Kicks away. It's another good one. 49 for Clay County. 0 for Ed Bowling. And this one's going to go final with that kick. They're going to allow it to run down. Buzzer sounds here at John Peoples Field. Homecoming 2024 has been a dandy. Excellent weather, excellent football game with the Real Dogs coming in on top in the 51st annual Battle of the Bulldogs. Clay County 49, Red Bull and none. We'll be back here for the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, a final look at area scores of interest, and much more on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place
for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply. Your local project partner, every step of the way.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show. Clay County moving to 6-2 on the night after winning tonight against Red Bull and Springs. 49-0 the final score. We're about to get into the Bulldog wrap-up that's brought to us by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Before we do that, though, have a very special guest here making her Horizon Sports Network debut, my daughter, Miller Gray Strong. Miller, have you enjoyed the 2024 homecoming? Now, make sure when you answer good and loud. What was your favorite part of homecoming?
The candy when they all came out and said.
The candy and when everybody came out. Well, that's good. Well, did you enjoy the football game?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you enjoy the football game?
Because they all ran.
Because the Bulldogs won. Well, good deal. Well, thank you, Miss Miller. We're going to go ahead and get into the Bulldog wrap-up. Brought to Speak Old Panels of Tennessee and Thomas. This thing never in question. Clay Kenny doing what they needed to here tonight.
Yeah, they did. We called for it coming in, Daniel, and it was about this Bulldog defense pitching a three and out on the first Red Bull and Springs possession, and then the big play. It just took one as Clay County was on the board. Nate Adams found his brother Nolan Adams for the first time for a 64-yard touchdown. Clay County went up 6-0. PAT didn't quite make it through the uprights. Another three and out. Clay County scores again. Big play on that drive. Lance Burchett hauled in a 23-yard touchdown to set up senior Aiden Soto's 7-yard rushing touchdown. And then the senior kicker, Manny Hernandez, ran in the 2-point conversion to make up for that missed PAT. And Clay County was ahead 14-0. 5:25 to go in this one. And then Red Bull Springs found a little traction, aided by a personal foul. They moved the ball all the way down to the Clay County 13-yard line.
Yeah.
But the senior Hayden Adams said, no, sir, on a fourth and short. He got a tackle for loss to stop that drive and turn Red Bull Springs over on downs. Really, that's as close as they got, Daniel.
It was, and I think that was his second tackle for loss in about three plays, because on the first down right before that he had one. So two out of four plays, Hayden stepping up there.
He was, and then when the Clay County got the ball back, they marched 83 yards to pay dirt. This one, the payoff was a Nate Adams to Lance Burchett 55-yard touchdown, and then it just went from there. He also found Reese Adams for a 26-yard score, and then his brother Nolan from 41 yards out, all in the first half. And Clay County led 35-0, got the clock started running to start the third quarter, Daniel, and it was on from there. The Bulldog offense did play one possession in the second half, and it was another short one. A Nolan Adams 55-yard touchdown catch from his brother Nate on the first play. And Clay County went up 42-0 after the Manny Hernandez PAT. And then this second half went quick after that. The number twos came in, played well on the defensive end, allowed Red Bull to drive down the field, but then turned them over on downs to stop them and secure the shutout for the Dogs. We wanted to see that coming in, and they answered the bell with the shutout of Red Bowling Springs. And then what I thought was really impressive, the number two offense led by quarterback Fletcher Strong, running back Isaiah Burnett and others, and those guys playing up front, drove 98 yards to score and make their final score 49-0 with the freshman Isaiah Burnett scoring his first touchdown of his career from 20 yards out. So good night all the way around. Homecoming here. Had a great parade, great festivities before the game. Congratulations to everybody there. And then the Bulldog football team put on a good performance too. We saw the seniors and the upperclassmen and the varsity team do their job, and we saw the second team come in and do theirs too.
Absolutely. And just one kind of superlative a note that I want to highlight there. I think it was, and we'll get into full stats in a minute, but Nolan Adams, 3 touchdown receptions tonight, and that moved him to 14 this season. He came into tonight with 11, tied with Alec Kerr for a single season touchdown reception mark. Well, he smashed that tonight in the 8th game of this season with 14, and going to see a lot more. He could have 28 by the time the season's done.
Yeah, unreal. Another record also tied was Nate Adams threw for 5 touchdowns, tying our Uncle Bill at 5 for the record against Red Bowling Springs, which we do against each opponent there. So five passing touchdowns for his brother Nate also.
big numbers all around. We'll get into those full stats here in just a few minutes. This Bulldog Wrap-Up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. John, I'll give you the option of Red Bull and info before or after the promo break. Up to you.
I'll go ahead and run through it. Not very much, I'll just say. The Dog defense looked good tonight. A total of 119 yards given up, 20 pass yards, and 99 rush yards is what I had them for. Houston Taylor, 13 carries for 11 yards. Josh Martinez, 6 for 23. Tyler Lancaster, 8 for 64. We saw him burst a couple times. He's
yeah.
a good-looking player. Delton Dallas, 1 for 7. And the quarterback was sacked a couple times for minus 6. So not much to tell about there, guys. Penalty-wise, I think Clay County's got a little work to do. You know, some things that they can look at there. Three unsportsmanlike penalties.
Yeah.
You know, we never like to see those. So that's some things that coach can go into the locker room and work on. But the defense really showed up tonight, I thought, and played really well.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. We're going to play one more little promo here. Be back in about 60 seconds for the Clay County Stats TDS Top Performer announcement and a final scoreboard update.
You're listening to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is a name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final scoreboard update as we wrap up the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts post-game show. Clay County moving to 6-2 on the season tonight with a big 49-0 win in the 51st annual Battle of the Bulldogs. Going to kick over to Thomas here for some good-sounding Clay County stats, I'm sure.
Yeah, big yardage for the Clay County offense. 30 total plays, 468 yards, and 7 offensive touchdowns. 16 rushes for 185 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nate Adams came in, went 7 for 11, 265 yards and 5 TDs. He did have 2 interceptions there in the first half. Fletcher Strong, 2 for 3 with the second team as a quarterback for 18 yards, so a total of 283 passing yards for Clay County. And then we'll go with the receiving. Nolan Adams, just 4 catches tonight. But 161 yards and 3 touchdowns. Les Burchett had 2 catches for 78 yards, 1 touchdown, a 55-yarder. Reese Adams, 1 catch and 1 touchdown there. And then we had a catch by Manny Hernandez, the senior, off the arm of Strong for 7 yards. And then Eli Burnett, also a catch for 11 yards from Strong. Rushing-wise, Nolan Adams, 1 carry for 15 yards. Aiden Soto had a good night on the ground, I thought. 5 carries for 87 yards and a touchdown. A lot of physical running from him. And then the second team, Fletcher Strong, 3 carries for 14 yards. And then Isaiah Burnett, the freshman, he came in, was kind of the workhorse on that long drive. Ended up with 6-7 carries for 69 yards and a 20-yard touchdown. So great job by the young number twos driving and scoring the ball. Defensively, a lot of names here. Worm Smith led the way with 7 tackles tonight for the senior. Lance Burchett had 1 stop. Aiden Soto ended up with 5. Cole Eads had 1. Hayden Adams, 4 tackles, 3 for loss. We talked about that huge fourth down stop by him. Roland Holloway had 2 tackles. Eli Burnett, the senior, with 3 stops. Reese Adams ended up with 4, a sack, and a recovered fumble. And Nolan Adams had 3 stops. Bryson Sharp had 1. Lucas Graves 1. Cole Ledbetter won, Cage Ashley won, Manny Hernandez making a tackle, and Caden Copeland also one stop for the Dogs.
Pretty lengthy stat sheet there. Time now to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. As always, a difficult decision, a lot of different ways we could go. Wanted to go with senior running back and outside linebacker Aiden Soto tonight. Thought he played really well, played really physical. Had some nice runs there, had some good defensive stops, and had a special teams kick coverage play. But Soto, his average, he's not ran for as many yards this year as perhaps he did last year at times, but his average is even higher. Got a touchdown tonight. That was his fourth of the season. And we're a passing team. We know that, but you've got to mix it up. Soto is a dangerous runner who I think does a great job. Offensive line, whenever they're on top of things, Soto's dangerous. Sometimes Soto's pretty dangerous even when they let one guy through and he breaks that first tackle. Seldom ever is tackled by the first defender to show up at the scene. And just a real smart and young man, a hard worker. And I think we see that translate out into the ball games that he plays. I know what you're going to talk about because it's your favorite attribute, and that's the patience and the vision. I'll let you discuss that. But just thought he played really well tonight. We're going to need him to finish out this regular season and get into this playoff run.
Yeah, I think Aiden Soto is going to be huge down the stretch for sure. And to me tonight, as far as this individual game goes, he kind of set the tone on both sides of the ball. The first carry he got, he just blew up a Red Dog and, you know, made the crowd go, ugh, and then got a cram call from us. And
yeah.
That takes something to get one of those. But and I think that's the difference in Aiden Soto's game this year, the physicality. He realizes, hey, he's an alpha type guy out there as a senior, and he shows it on the field the way he finishes off his runs. But you're right. To me, he's grown in his position, and Coach Lamb talked about it in an interview we did with him a couple of weeks back. And, you know, Aiden Soto had never ran the football until last year. We saw him get better every game, and then it's like when he stepped on the field against York, you saw a whole different player.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You're right. I think he's a leader on this team, a quiet leader. People look up to Aiden Soto, and it's because of the example he shows on the field.
Yeah, and, you know, probably we don't talk as much about him defensively, but does a really solid job on that side of football, too.
He does. Not necessarily the big numbers on the tackle, but a solid five or six a game and just makes some big plays that you don't notice, like holding that edge for an outside linebacker is just huge. Turning them back in to get the big numbers for the inside linebackers is what Aiden Soto does. But tonight he's our top performer, and just glad to have him on our side for sure.
Absolutely. The top performer is brought to you, as always, by TDS. TDS Disposal, they serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. John's been putting together the Ashlock and Strong scoreboard update.
Final scoreboard update here. Guys, you'll be interested in some of these scores. The first one is a big one. South Pittsburgh, 58. Chattanooga Prep 32. They must have scored like 30 points in the fourth quarter because I kind of followed that score. So anyway, you guys were right on that one.
Yeah, I didn't think that it's just going to be hard to go in there to South Pitt and win a ball game. And we've, you know, everybody's talking about maybe South Pitt being down. Hey, it becomes a new season about this time of year. And
if good teams are good, they grow throughout the season. And I know that team's good. So you're Westmoreland 35, Smith County 6, Eagleville 28, Loretto 21, Monterey 49, Trousdale 7, Whitehouse 6, Upperman 42, Friendship Christian 23, York 26.
Is that a final?
That's a final score. And Friendship led most of that game. They must have scored at the end.
What a two-game series they've had these last 2 years. Down in Lebanon last year, it was a low-scoring, single-digit game, I think. And, wow, what a contest.
These other three games are not final yet. In the third, Cookeville leads Lincoln County 24-7. Lebanon 21, Mount Juliet 14 in the third. Portland 28, Hendersonville 24 in the fourth quarter. This final scoreboard update sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County coverage. Daniel, one more score I want to mention. Clay County 49, Red Bull and Springs 0.
Certainly was. What a good sound that is to hear from you, John. What a great day it's been. Homecoming 2024. I want to thank Bank of Salina for sponsoring the parade. Coverage earner. I want to thank Clay Power Sports for being our presenting sponsor for this game.
One more quick shout out I'd like to give. Happy 14th birthday to Evan Hayes.
All right. That's great. I'm glad you had that to add in there. Just thanks to all of our sponsors, all of our listeners, and thanks to the Bulldogs. You know, what a pleasure it is to get to show up and do this and cover this good action, Thomas.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a whole lot more of it. Guys, it's football time.
Certainly
Clay County, for sure. Feels like it. The Dogs are playing like it. Folks, if you haven't been to John Teeples Field and watched this Clay County team play, come out and do it.
Going to be here 1 week from tonight against Trousdale County. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be welcoming the Gordonsville Tigers here on to John Teeples Field. So going to be at home the next 2 weeks to finish out this regular season. Come on out and be with us. If you can't come on out, join us here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're glad you tuned in. For John and Thomas Weaver and for Miller Gray Strong, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.